Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 278, I think.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
That sounds right.
Okay. My name is Christopher Riccio. I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello,
returning
people.
To us from a hiatus last week. And
I'm back. Yay.
Jeff Jordy.
What up?
Today we are going to be talking about the Wii U a little bit. We're going to discuss how we think it's doing and if it's in trouble, or if it's
not good. Next show, let's go.
Before that, we're going to do some distractions. Most of the news is Nintendo related, so we're going to leave it for the feature. I think, is that what we're doing, Jeff?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah,
so we'll just go ahead and do that, and then
I got two little things to talk about on news. But
okay, well, we'll do those before the break, and then after the break, we'll do all the Nintendo stuff. And then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Before that, Jason, how was your week off?
It was pretty good, actually. And I'm really sorry I missed you guys, but I had something very important to go to, and that was Protoman were in town.
You're forgiven.
Thank you very much.
This time.
Fucking amazing show. Place was packed. It was over on, First Ave, 7th Street entry. It was just absolutely nuts, and like everybody there knew the songs. It was pretty
That's
crazy,
pretty awesome.
And I may have gotten super drunk, and apparently I got touchy feely with the hot Amazon chick that was in the band before them. So I feel really bad. I just want to publicly state, please, I'm sorry. I was loving everybody.
Jason, you are
I was
drunk.
You were hammered, weren't you?
I really was. But apparently I was doing it with guys too. Like I was like hugging up on people down in the crowd because I was so excited. Everybody knew the songs. Yeah, I was in rare form that night. I had a great time. It was such a good set, and it was cool hanging out with them afterwards and stuff. And yeah, I love those guys.
I forgot to mention when we had that in this question about the video game movies that people would recommend. That one. Video Game High School or whatever, the one I watched, I recommended. I forgot Portman are on that soundtrack.
Oh, they're really awesome.
Yeah. It's a really good movie. You guys should check it out. I'm not sure if you guys have it on America, because I know it's a Canadian-made movie and it's on Canadian Netflix. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix there.
I want to say it is. I've seen it on either Hulu or Netflix, so
yeah,
it's out there.
It's pretty good.
Cool.
I enjoyed it.
Cool.
Other than that, I mean, stuff's still crazy busy. I think, yeah, when I talked to you guys a couple weeks ago, you know, we're trying to fill out our studio stuff. Man, it's very stressful, very, very stressful, and making sure that we get the right stuff. So I've actually been talking with you know, some of the people from other sites, you know, just their workflow and how they do stuff, and yeah, getting lots of good advice.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it for me. How about Jeff?
Hey,
how about Jeff?
I've been doing some stuff.
Stuff is good.
Talk to me about stuff.
Yesterday, Sass Bob flew in from Saskatchewan. He's a member of Retroids, and as well as Mike Strife. He's from Toronto. But we got together with Mike Strife's wife, Sass Bob, Tanya, and myself, and went to the Raptor game.
Neat.
It was the last Raptor game of the season. They played Boston. And it was fun. They won. But, I mean, everyone's thoughts and prayers, of course, are with Boston right now because of the attacks, unfortunately, that happened, or the bombings that happened on Monday. Mm-hmm. During the
Boston Marathon.
The Boston Marathon, yeah. Which is really shitty, and I'm sure we don't want to go into that because, I mean,
no.
It's...
Hey, let's do this. Let's do this. Moment of silence?
Sure.
Good enough.
All right.
It sucks. It really does. And
so,
that's all we're going to say about it. Fuck
yep.
those guys. That did
yep.
it.
And we did it once. I was at the game, too, actually, and everyone cheered on Boston. But then once the game started, of course... The gloves come off,
of course.
And it was all Raptors all the way, and we destroyed them. But of course, they're in the playoffs; we're not, so I'm sure they weren't really trying too hard, and they rested some of their best players. But it was a good game. Do I don't win stuff like that?
Playoffs and start when? Like next week?
They start on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. So then I went to a pub afterwards, the Elephant Castle. It's kind of a tradition when Sass Bob's in town. We go there and just had a few beers and shot the shit, and it's a good time. And today, both Tanya and I had the day off, so we decided to go to the Ontario Science Center, which is just down the street, actually, from us.
Science!
And they have a video game museum going on
oh,
right now,
cool.
like an exhibit. Yeah, so
wow.
it was pretty awesome. We went in there, and at first it sucked, because we went at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it closes at 4, and there was a bunch of kids there, of course, from schools. And kids, they suck, okay? If they're not your own, I guess, but, I mean, they hog the fucking machines. There's like a group of like five kids on the Daytona USA cabinet, double cabinet, just like racing each other. And me and Tanya are standing there, obviously wanting to play. And they're just like, all right, let me play you now. Let me race you now. Let me race you now. Oh, no, we're going to go. Let's go there. And we're just like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. But at about quarter to three, I guess, because that's when school's kind of out around like 3-ish, 3:30.
You should have like jumped up there, kicked one of the kids and said, game over.
You should have put a quarter down.
I fucking should have. But then all the kids were like gone, and we pretty much had, I want to say, like the place almost to ourselves for the last like hour we were there, because there was hardly anyone else in there at that time. So it was cool. It was basically they had a bunch of fucking, they had video games from Pong to Uncharted 3 there. It was really, really cool. With a bunch of original like art and stuff from different developers like Jak and Daxter and some Tomb Raider stuff. And
nice.
They had a section along the wall which started with Street Fighter, the original, then it went to Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, then it was Street Fighter 3, and then Street Fighter 4, which is kind of cool. All with arcade sticks, except for Street Fighter 4. Street Fighter 4 actually had the pads for 360.
That's weird.
But yeah. It was just funny.
What are they teaching these children?
The what?
What are they teaching these children nowadays?
Yeah.
Like fighting games with pads?
Yeah. It's bad news. It's like, no. Ah. There was one guy playing Third Strike, and he was not good, and I went to play him, and then he actually just went when I hit start. He went to over to play Street Fighter 4 because his buddy wanted to play, and there's like a group of like four or five of them playing, and I'm sitting there playing Third Strike, and they're just like, look at the difference between graphics between like that one and this one. Like, why would you ever want to play the older one these days? I want to be like, shut up, Jeff. Just like, whatever. But. Yeah, it was cool. They had a bunch of different consoles there and everything, and little bit.
Goddamn kids, get out of my
history.
Arcade!
No, seriously, that's the way it felt. But at the same time, I did feel like I was in an arcade. That was actually really cool. Like they had like a bunch of stuff set up, play all this old stuff, all this new stuff, for free. Well, not for free. It was like $18 to get in, but it's still, you know, you can play whatever. Mm. They had Virtual Fighter 2 cabinet, bunch of old cabinets, Tron. Yeah, it was fun. It was good stuff. Glad that we did something like that for the day. It was, I think it was worth it. Would have been cool if it was open a little bit longer and if they had like, I don't know if you guys have this. I just have a thing like I can't really play single player games standing up in like a public place at all. Like I was playing these demo stations for like maybe like 3 minutes and I'd be like, okay. But then I could play Street Fighter, like playing all through the arcade mode on like different versions or whatever, but I can't, single player stuff can't do it. I don't know if you guys ever had to, like, even a place like MGC, I can't, I don't know.
Depends on the game for me.
Yeah. I did it with God of War, but I was like sitting down and whatever, but other than that. Oh, you know what they did have there? They had that Genesis game or Mega Drive game that came out a couple years ago, that RPG. What the hell is it called? Pier Solar.
I can't remember what it is now. Pier Solar.
Pier Solar. Yeah, they had that game. Looks, they didn't have a game like that on Genesis when I had a Genesis.
No.
Yeah, no joke. They've improved.
Yes.
Yes.
And actually, that game is being remastered and put into HD. I think we actually talked about this on news one day, but they're doing an HD version for. Oh, God, what's it coming out for? I think it's coming out for, like, maybe...
iOS or something.
I know it's coming out for Ouya, and I think it's supposed to be coming out for Wii U download service.
Okay.
I think... I can't remember what else it's coming out for. But it's, like, Pure Solar
hopefully
HD.
They can get it to, like...
What's that?
Hopefully they can get it, like, Xbox Live or something.
Yeah, I think it's coming to one of the two. I just cannot remember which one.
Because they had it there. They had, like, the box and everything in, like, a case, and it's the Mega Drive one, Japanese, but... It did have, the game was in English.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. So yeah. I was like thinking like, maybe I can buy this. I just need to get a Genesis or whatever. Cause it was like, they had that game back in like after cause I remember playing Final Fantasy 3 on Super Nintendo. And that was one of the many games that made me wish I had a fucking Super Nintendo over a Genesis. But I couldn't find an RPG like that. And I was like kind of playing this for a bit. And I'm like, this is actually really cool. Like I would have loved the crap out of this back when I was like, I don't know, 13.
Yeah.
However old I was.
So here it is. On November 5th, 2012, the game's developer Watermelon announced on its Kickstarter page that it will be developing the game for Xbox Live, PC, Mac, Linux, Sega Dreamcast. Later in the same month, Watermelon elaborated that the project further, additionally opening an opportunity to make the game available in Japanese and to release the game on Android platforms, Ouya and Wii U.
So you bought it.
I have the Genesis cartridge, yes. I do have it.
Is it the Mega Drive? So it's still the Mega Drive cards, but it works on the Genesis.
Or
is it the actual Genesis version?
The only thing that stops a Mega Drive cartridge from working in a Genesis is the shape of the cartridge.
The extenders.
It just doesn't have the side that stops it from going in. It's just that the cartridge is formed differently so that it doesn't have to worry. So it fits in any machine.
And is it a CD and a cartridge?
No, it's just a cartridge. But there is a version that comes with a CD. And if you play, if you use both, then when it does music, the background music is off the CD instead of being off the cartridge.
Okay, because in the case I had a CD and the cartridge there, and I was like, can you still buy it? Because I'm really interested in actually like importing or getting that.
I don't think you can still buy the actual cartridge.
Probably not. Yeah.
The actual HD version is supposed to be coming out next quarter, I think.
I gotta say, I prefer the cart music. A little bit better. Yeah, the CD stuff is actually like orchestrated, and I prefer the
it's out of place,
like the chiptune type stuff, like the
exactly
orchestrated music on a Genesis game is kind of out of place. It's a little off-putting. Yeah, but
Sega CD stuff.
Yeah.
What was also kind of weird is the third strike they had set up was actually on Dreamcast with two Dreamcast sticks.
And
those Dreamcast sticks were pretty good.
Like they were. Yeah.
Yeah, I right away I was like, I came home like I'm looking for one of these online because I have a bunch of fighters for Dreamcast, but I never because I hate the Dreamcast pad for fighters. They're absolutely terrible, and they're kind of expensive right now. They're about $100 for the American. Well, is there an American one, Japanese one? Can the Japanese work on the American one? Because one guy's listing was like $45 from Japan. Of course, I'd have to pay shipping. But it said that this will only work on a Japanese Dreamcast, and I don't have a Japanese Dreamcast. So I was like, shit, that's a good price.
I can't say I've ever tried. Yeah, I didn't know that they were region locked, though.
Yeah, I'm going to do more research on it because the one for the auction on that one doesn't end for another like 29 days or something, and the buy it now is 45. So I'm like, fuck, I'll just do that. But I was surprised how good the sticks were. I was like, these are actually pretty damn good. Like, they're not like the old Saturn sticks and stuff like that I played back in the day.
I still see those at tournaments. People will mod them. Yep, and use those.
Huh. I was impressed. I was like, this is cool. And I thought it was weird that they had that version of the game on Dreamcast, which I know a lot of people think that is the best version of that game, so maybe that's why. Because apparently it's like a traveling exhibit. It's not just, it's only there for limited time. So I'm guessing whoever put this whole thing together kind of knows their stuff, because they had like I said, they had sticks for all the fighting games mostly, and for the shmups as well, they had arcade sticks, like Death Smiles there and stuff like that, and they had sticks for all that stuff. So whoever put this thing together kind of knows their shit and what they should be using for controllers and stuff. They had a Gran Turismo 2 set up with the three screens and the steering wheel. Unfortunately, it was freaking broken, so I couldn't play that, but I wish I could have. But anyway, other than that, that's about it. Chris.
Yo.
What's been up?
I got nothing. I seriously got nothing. It's been work and family and games.
Okay.
And that's what it's about. So let's talk games, because that's what this podcast is about. And we haven't done it yet. And God damn it, there's a game I want to talk about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, can we just transition into spoiler show?
We might do that. So if we do that,
everybody
we'll
turn,
label.
Everybody fast forward for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, just stop listening now and just download the show, the next week's
this
show, because the rest of the show is going to be spoiler.
All right, we're not going to talk about Bioshock Infinite just yet.
Actually,
I haven't played it since I beat it, which was a few weeks ago, Jason, what have you played? Some stuff for a review, something on the Vita. Kind of excited about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I can't talk about it. Damn it! No. Injustice.
Is it a game that we know that you're playing that we're all excited about too?
I think so. Maybe.
Is it a very pretty hand-drawn RT game?
No,
it's not.
Oh, it's not. Okay. It's not. Okay. Weird.
On either account. Ha.
Is there some sort of sacrifice involved?
I sacrifice my game playing time all the time, and it kills my soul.
Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Anyway, Injustice. Super low expectations for this guy because we were not big fans of the Mortal Kombat's shitty netcode, kind of crappy gameplay, whatever.
Yep.
Injustice kind of blew me away, and it's probably because I came in with very low expectations.
Probably.
But I'm loving the hell out of this game, and I don't have anything really bad to say about it right now. I mean, there's certainly that Mortal Kombat flavor to combat, but they've added enough to it, I think, that it really, really steps away from that old mold, you know. It's fun to play because, you know, combos are kind of universal between everyone. You know, if you pick up some combos with one character, you can kind of apply them to the next one.
That's typical Mortal Kombat, though. It's kind of
one of my complaints. But I mean, from like a beginner's standpoint, you know, you don't have to worry too much about doing frame specific bullshit all the time. So, and it's accessible, you know, in that respect. It's also accessible because, you know what, fucking comic book characters are cool, and they're really badass in this game because Superman like fucking punches Joker in the chest and rips out his heart, and Doomsday like pummels you through the earth. It's really, really cool. Like, it's super bombastic, totally fucking over the top. It's
totally Mortal Kombat with DC characters. That's what it sounds like. It's like you have fatalities in a DC comic game.
There are no fatalities in this game.
What are you talking about?
In the opening sequence, yes. It just sets the tone for the game, I should say.
Okay.
They're always good with presentation, NetherRealm, that's for sure.
You guys can hate all you want. I was hating prior to playing it,
I honestly love it now. It has nothing to do with Injustice, what I'm hating on. It's just that, like, I've played the demo multiple times now. I don't think I like NetherRealm's fighting engine. I just don't think I like it. It's just very stiff and just kind of, I feel it doesn't flow that well. And I don't know. I'm so on the fence, more leaning towards possibly getting it, but I want to wait. I honestly want to wait a couple weeks and see if people are still going to be playing it in a couple weeks, because I would never probably play randoms with this game ever. It was kind of like Mortal Kombat. And, I don't know. And the netcode's decent.
Yeah, netcode's been really solid about the 360 and PS3. Very few drops, if any. Connection is, you know, there's a little bit of input lag, but I mean, in this kind of game, it really doesn't matter too much. So one of the problems I had with the mechanics in Mortal Kombat before is, like, you know, the cross-ups and jump-ins and stuff, they felt really, really off. They feel a lot better in this game, as far as I'm concerned. Like, it's so much easier for me to do a jump-in attack and continue a combo afterwards. It seems like, you know, when you come in and you hit them on the way down, they have a lot of hit stuns, so it's easier for you to, you know, continue a combo.
So it doesn't knock them down anymore. Like, Mortal Kombat was like, if you were doing a jump attack that wasn't a punch, it was a hard knockdown.
There are hard knockdowns, for the most part, they're bounces. If you just do a normal, like a light or medium attack, it won't knock them down. You can continue the combo afterwards. Definitely with the medium punch version. Hard will actually hit them, but they bounce a little bit, so you can continue that way and just juggle.
Okay.
I don't know. I know you guys are so not on board with this one, but
I decided that I'm not buying fighting games anymore. That's pretty much what I decided. Because regardless of whether I like it or not, I don't play them, because I just don't have time to dedicate to them. So I've just decided, regardless of what it is, I'm not buying fighting games anymore. You're right. I'm not interested in this context, but I wouldn't have bought it even if I was. So
I am not trying to sell you specifically.
Oh, I know.
But to those that aren't really interested in fighters, maybe they're interested in comics, and there is a really, really good story mode in this. Very cool.
So, oh, their story mode was good in Mortal Kombat too, right?
But who gives a shit about those characters? Well, nobody. Really? Yeah. I give a shit about these characters.
Some of them.
I guess that's another thing, is I don't really care about DC outside of Batman. So it's like,
I don't even like Superman anymore.
I've never liked Superman. Nobody likes Superman. Deathstrike looks cool, or Deathstroke. Deathstroke. And I like What's-Her-Face.
What's-Her-Face is great.
Heard of that. What's her name?
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, that's it. Harley Quinn. Thank you. That's how into DC I am. But I know some of the characters look awesome, and there's pretty good. What was there, 24, I think?
24, and they do some kind of, like, under the surface, there's some really neat things that they do. There's like an alternate control scheme. I don't know if you guys have heard about this.
I have heard about that. It turns like Street Fighter type controls.
Yeah,
like
very, very
quarter
cool.
Quarter circles, like, and half circles and stuff.
It changes anything. You know, for example, Green Lantern's like back forward one. That's his light punch. Does his projectile. But if you change it to the alternate controls, it changes to like a half circle towards. It sounds like a lot more motions, but it's way more fluid. It's less directional. More motion based, so it's easier to like jump in the air and do that quarter circle forward than it is to jump up, hit back, then forward, and then the button. But I don't know. I turned that on and my execution increased a lot.
What do you have?
Not
it
only
on?
That, I have it on PS3 right now, but I'm going to get it on 360 as well.
Okay.
Wow.
I know. I came out of nowhere, dude.
I know that's the thing. I've been watching videos like Maximilian. He has a really, really good review up right now on it, and he's liking it, and he distinguishes all the difference between Mortal Kombat and this, and how it's actually, to him, it's a more in-depth fighter and is more of a fighter that people that play like stuff like SNK and Capcom games would probably like more.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm like,
Yeah, it's not just about, you know, constant rushdown dialer combos. There's a lot more focus on zoning and projectiles and footsies and stuff. So it's a different game. I mean, the mechanics are very much the same from, you know, the old Mortal Kombat, but I don't know.
Have you played anyone but Batman online?
I haven't actually used him yet.
Tried online.
I mean, other than
other players.
yeah, actually. I haven't fought too many Batmans. Deathstroke has played an awful lot. Yeah, he's super cheesy. But I mean, once you figure out how to get past his projectiles, he's nothing. But yeah, he's got an amazing keep away game. Holy shit!
All right,
cheap fucker. Anyway, that's all that I've really been playing. Let's move on. Sorry, I bothered you guys with fighting games.
Hey, you don't have to bother me about that shit, dude. Love it. I would like to hear your input on that stuff.
Cool. Jeff, what you got?
I just hope people are playing. Well, today, of course, the whole museum thing got me in the mood. I played some Death Smiles when I got home with my stick and some Ikaruga. I got past the second level in Ikaruga for the first time ever today and then died within about 30 seconds of the third level. So at least I saw what it looked like.
That sounds about right.
Yep. I've actually been playing a lot of Third Strike lately. I'd say the last couple weeks. I really want to get into that game. I think that game is really, really fun, and I wish more people played it more often. And I like the feel of it. My biggest complaint about it is I can't get into a lot of the characters. There's only like four characters I ever pick from. And the other ones I just don't care for using, but I really like the fighting mechanics in that game. Even though I'm not that great at it, I really like the idea behind everything. I like that it rewards decent offensive players and not people who are getting their ass kicked all the time. Kind of like in Darkstalkers. Kind of like actually all old school fighters were like that.
Yeah.
Like before the whole comeback mechanic became like a thing. I like that because just Street Fighter 4, I love it to death. But I'd play online against people and I'd dominate like for one like half a round. And then they get the ultra, and they get a lucky ultra off, and it's almost like, okay, now we're equal. I'm like, oh, that's so not fair. And then it's,
yeah. Yeah, but then you I'm have like, your ultra.
Jason, you gotta play that more.
Right.
Well, at that point, I will, yeah. But I mean, it's still like, I did all this work, and they did like something that you're not expecting, like a wake up ultra, and you're like, there's no way. And you get caught, and you're like, oh my god. It's like one lucky move almost evens you out versus like a bunch of lucky moves I might have got or something.
I guess my take on that is, I kind of like comeback mechanics in that it makes it a little more fun for people.
It's closer,
aren't necessarily as good as fighters. But on the other side, it's like, you know, somebody who's more experienced, it kind of keeps you more on your toes, I think. Because, you know, there's always that threat. So it just adds another level of strategery.
Yeah.
I'm making that a word. I don't know if you guys knew that. Yeah. Because I've said it a couple times in the past week.
I just think they're overpowered. Because playing like something like Darkstalkers or Third Strike, the supers are powerful, but not even close to ultra-level powerful at all.
But have you played anyone like online besides friends in Darkstalkers?
In Darkstalkers?
Yeah.
I've played about maybe six matches online.
Have you found that there's a huge gap in between
casual players? Shit at me.
Oh, yeah. And just the crazy, crazy fucking... See, that shit is absolutely no fun to me. I mean, we play fighters a lot, but I am so fucking outclassed and outskilled by a majority of the people that play that game so much. You know, I would like some kind of comeback mechanic, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. That's like people who have probably been playing this series for years and years, and I've literally... pretty much just picked it up realistically like a couple weeks ago when it came out. Mm-hmm. But that's why I like playing against friends because we're all kind of like on the same level. We can pick different characters and still like basic knowledge of like fighting games can kind of apply to it. But I don't have to worry about, not even worry. It's just that I just feel like everyone's on an equal playing field. Mm-hmm. And if you had to win the match to win the match, there's not really a comeback mechanic. And I expect, like, if I go up against a guy in Darkstalkers who's level, like, whatever, and I'm, like, level 2, whatever the hell I am, I expect to get my ass kicked. I don't want to, like, even if I had a comeback mechanic, it probably wouldn't make a difference anyway. It's like, it's
but
like
it
fighting
be,
someone
but it
who just
be
starts
any
playing
fun,
Street Fighter 4.
Do you see what
I'm
getting at?
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah, I know. But at the same time, I look at it as, I ain't going to get any better by playing people I just beat the shit out of all the time.
Yeah.
But there should be a gradual increase, though. It shouldn't be just like, the matchmaking, at least when I played, wasn't that great. Like, it would be like I was destroying people or I was getting destroyed. There was no, like, I would win a round, he'd win a round, and then the third round became really close. And I'm not sure if that's just because, like, it might have been just like you said, it's people that have been playing Darkstalkers for a long time and then people who are just picking it up. Yeah. And I fall, of course, in the latter part of that, but that's why I hope people keep playing it, because it's like, I think that game's so fun. Like, I played that again last week, of course, too. And
yeah, it's great.
Third Strike is new, technically, to me, and I played last week with a couple people. It was like Andrew Vasmonsky, and I think Chris. I'm not sure if Chris played with us or not. I can't remember. Just someone else. And it was just fun, because no one was really dominating, and just kind of learning the game as you go along. I like that shit. But yeah, I also hate playing randoms, when it's just like, if I'm losing like 10 in a row, by a huge, huge margin, then that would not be fun at all. But I don't know. I just like the 2D ones so much that
I don't blame you. Yeah, I've got a soft spot too. Yep.
I wish I played them more back in the day. But anyway, we got to play more of that shit. Mm-hmm. Both of Darkstalkers, Third Strike. You play more of that, I'll buy Injustice. I beat God of War. I beat God of War Ascension, by the way.
Oh, you did?
I finally beat that. Yeah. The last half of that game is definitely better than the first half. And if I were to like rate it where I think it would be in the God of War series, at the beginning I'd say it was the worst. But now I'm thinking it might just be the worst on consoles. I'm going to have to go play a little more Chains of Olympus to see what I thought about that. I never played Ghost of Sparta, so I can't really.
Ghost of Sparta is better than Chains of Olympus.
Is it? Okay, because the last half is actually really good. I like the puzzles. Combat gets a little bit better, and the story gets a little bit better, as there actually kind of is one. So it's some dialogue. But it is kind of cool. Okay, I played this game, The Trial, for it. I want to know, Jason, maybe you have some experience with it, because you might have people at the office that are playing it, but Sacred Citadel on Xbox Live?
Yeah.
Okay, because this is why I'm going to ask, because The Trial, within the first 10 minutes, I was like, this game's terrible. But then while you kind of open up some moves and it gets better and a little bit better, and it's a game. It's, I think it's up to two or four people co-op. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up where you level up, you open up skills and stuff and get like better kind of loot and stuff like that. And you open up like moves as you go along. So I'm not sure if it's because The Trial is kind of shorter. You don't open up enough good moves to make the game interesting. But towards the end of the trial, I was like, this game might be good, but the trial ends, and I'm like, fuck. Well, I can't decide now if I want to buy it, because I really don't, and there's no reviews out for it yet, and I'm like, it was starting to get better, but I'm not sure how much better it gets. So I'm not sure if anyone at your office played it personally.
Yeah, we've had a few people playing it. I was supposed to play it yesterday. I got kind of busy, though. All right, so the guy that had been playing it for a while, he's still mostly into it, but then he brought in a bunch of co-op people who all kind of started off at level 1.
Yeah.
And because he was, you know, already like a couple acts in, they were doing shit for damage, like one-hit kills all the time. Like, it was just absolutely no fun for those guys. So they did not enjoy it whatsoever, and there wasn't really an easy way for them to kind of get leveled up.
Leveled up, yeah.
It's like, I don't know if they didn't test that or something.
Is it? Does it scale to the person who's the highest level then?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
It doesn't work very well for multiplayers.
No,
from what I can
not
tell,
at all. If you're doing it
from
that
what
way,
I can tell. The art style is pretty good. It's pretty fluid, man. It looks good from distance, from where I sit anyway.
It does look as really cool. Art style, the backgrounds almost look like hand-drawn 2D. The main characters are polygonal 3D, but it looks really good. Chris, I actually think this would be right up your alley, to be honest.
Oh, really?
It's a side-scrolling, beat-em-up, loot stuff.
I like the loot aspect of it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can pick up like different weapons and upgrade like armor like that. And Sacred Citadel.
Okay.
Yeah, it just came out
today. I saw someone playing the demo the other day, and I didn't even know what that was. So
yeah,
I might download it and give it a shot then, if that's the case. Because I'm getting pretty close to being available for another game. So
okay, well, if you want to get it and you enjoy the trial, I'll wait for reviews. But I'm actually really interested in like checking this game out because it's kind of like a side scrolling PSO is what I kind of got.
Cool.
Or like a dungeon. What was that game called?
Dungeon Fighter Online.
Dungeon Fighter Online.
See, I loved that game. Yeah. It had its issues, but it was fun.
What did you play it on the console?
No,
or?
I only played it on PC.
The console version's considerably different.
That's what I've heard.
I mean, you know, basically it's the same, but they've axed a bunch of characters and yeah, just a completely different.
Yeah,
game.
I've heard that. I've heard it's not nearly as complete.
Right.
So. Yeah, I stuck to the PC version, and I actually like whenever I played it, I would pull up Joy to Key or Key to Joy, whatever the hell it is, so I could use a controller. it felt good that way because it actually you know, you did some kind of fighting game ish moves to you know, do special moves and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I think this game would be great for pulling out like an arcade stick and just like playing it that
way.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, I'm interested if anyone who is a listener of ours who has, I know Vitamin Amy and her boyfriend played a bunch of it the night it came out, so maybe I should throw her a
that girl plays a ton of games
on Twitter or something. Oh yeah, she plays like everything.
Oh my god, it's like I remember when she was trying to get to 10,000 for her achievement score. She's at like 160 now.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
And she's at her 360 for about a week and a half.
We saved her from WoW.
That's that is true. Wow. They had WoW at the museum there today too.
Oh geez.
No one was playing it.
No one was playing
basically
it.
Just no, they had like an account you can log into if you just want to try it, and they also you can just log into your account. I was like, I'm gonna try to log into my account and see if my character's even there, and I couldn't remember my login shit. I'm like, I don't even know. Fuck it. Not playing it. Guacamelee. I did download that.
Guacamelee.
How far are you? Oh yeah. I played that and beat it.
Yeah. Oh, did you beat it?
Yeah.
How much of the annoying phase shifting did you get frustrated with?
I did stop playing the last time I played because I got to a phase shifting part that I was getting annoyed with, but it was also kind of late at night, and I don't think my reflexes were quite there. It was basically about 10 minutes after you actually get the skill to phase shift by hitting a button. So it's not one of the automatic ones. And then I was like, oh, I haven't played it since
then.
See,
I will say this about the platforming in this game. So I really feel like the majority of the controls are solid. You know, I think that everything is responsive. I think it feels pretty good. I think that, you know, that Juan is responsive, like when you jump and stuff like that, and you have good control over him in the air. I just wish that you could change the button layout because I do not like having the jump and the phase shift on the same hand. I want to switch it.
What do you mean the same hands? It's R2
it's
the right bumper.
And jump R2, is the X button. And I want to be able to like do left, right, left with my button motions.
I
that
can
kind of
see
thing.
That.
So trying to do, you know, I mean, you eventually get used to it, but it's just, it feels so awkward for some reason.
I think that's why I was having problems with it.
I think it might be because, and I went into the options to try and change the control layout and you can't.
I wonder if the Vita, because the Vita, the right thing is already something. So I wonder what the phase shift is on the Vita.
I don't remember what they did with it.
It's on the right trigger still.
Is it on the right trigger still? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because
they did a motion. Because I think you turn into a chicken or something by swiping down.
Yeah. Swiping down. Yeah, the chicken's funny as shit. I love that. The levels that you do in the chicken are pretty cool.
I will say this, though, when it comes to like the areas that are difficult and from the platforming front, I never feel like I'm getting frustrated, though, because I feel like they
respawns you right there.
More like it's the way it handles it. It's very graceful, the way they handle the platforming. You know, very similar to the way that we talk about Super Meat Boy, how everything is so fast and it loads so quickly. And usually if you fall into a pit, I mean, it just takes you right back to the last platform that you stood on.
Yeah, there's no real
punishment
really.
Exactly.
Very, very forgiving. They don't even take away health.
No, not at all. They don't even take away health.
Not at all.
And, you know, I think that might have come from from user acceptance testing when they were doing that, because there were probably some phase shift parts that people are like, this is fucking horrible. But, you know, it benefits from that, because you really don't get frustrated about it. It's like, okay, you fall into a pit and you just warp back up. And it's like, all right, well, I just got to do this again. And I really haven't gotten to any parts in the game, so far.
I'm climbing a tree is what I'm
doing. What's that?
I'm climbing a tree.
Climbing a tree? Okay, I know.
The treetops?
Yeah.
You're going to hate this fucking game in a few minutes.
Yeah, it gets harder. The platforming gets significantly
harder. I've heard you can go to the treetops. That's like optional.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, you get to a certain part of the tree. You just basically get an item you need to get. Then you can go beat the game. So I'm guessing I'm going up at the treetops to get to that certain item.
In order to get the good ending, you need like 6 pieces of a certain item.
Things?
And one of the pieces is there.
Is up there?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that part's like the hardest part in the game, is if you want to do that.
It was
that
for me.
Stuff.
And easily the most frustrating.
I'm not sure which part you're talking about. You'll have to tell me offline.
It's an optional.
I've tried to uncover most as much of the map as possible, and I haven't gotten to a point where
get there unless you get the flying. Have you got the up when you run or rush up the
I just
wall
got
thing?
That.
Have you got that?
So okay. I have to
apparently
go back
you can't even
then.
Get there if you have that. Or you have to get that first, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just got the last power, because the dude comes out and says, well, that's it. You broke my last statue. And
yeah, that guy's awesome.
He's hilarious.
I keep breaking my shit.
And I think one of the things about this game that I really like is that it doesn't take itself seriously at all. It's like, well, like,
oh, God,
the dude
no.
gives you one of the moves and he's like, I am giving you the flying derp derp. I don't know what to call it anymore, so it's the flying derp derp. And that's
derp,
you
derp.
Haven't gotten that move yet, I don't think, but pretty soon you're gonna get to that move, and it's pretty awesome. But I
loved it. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot to talk about that.
Yeah, it's a great game.
I'm
it really
it.
Is. And I'll tell you what, man, for, you know, $15 or $12 if you're on PS Plus, I'd say it's easily worth the money. You know,
I think so.
I think it's extremely fun.
It's really fun, and I like the fact that they did what Shadow Complex did, where you can check your map and it shows you the color coordination with the moves that need to open stuff that you haven't opened yet. I like that. That's why I think I love Shadow Complex like so much. It's hard to get lost, basically. You know where you can go and open up new shit.
And even you know, even if it's and the way it uncovers the map is. Like, that's what you're talking about. It's like when it uncovers the map. If there's a room that has someplace else you can go, you immediately know there's someplace else you could go, and you immediately know how you get there. Like, which move you need to do, or maybe you need to turn into the chicken to progress, or something like that. You immediately know how to get through that part, and it makes it a lot more forgiving, because you don't, you know, it's like, it's not like normal Metroidvania games where you have to, you know, you're, oh, I got a new move. Let's go check all those rooms that I haven't, you know,
Or like Castlevania, Symphony of the Night. That's the only reason I have never beaten that game, because I get to a point where I'm like, I don't want to go through this whole fucking map and look for maybe one possible area that I can now get to, because I always get stuck at some point. But I'm enjoying it for $15. I think it's really well done. I love the cross-buy aspect of it. The cross-play works really, really well.
Have you guys gotten the cross-save to work?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, because I downloaded it on my Vita, and I went into the menu into the cross save menu and tried to download my save, and it said it was not available.
You have to upload it.
I did. I have it automatically uploading every night.
No, you got to actually manually do it.
The same way that you would download it is how you upload.
Oh, you have to do it that way?
Yeah,
because it might save it to the cloud naturally, your save game, but if you actually cross play to work, it's separate.
Yeah, it's separate.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So you go to where it says crossplay,
save,
and then you have to go to upload. Yeah, because so it uploads it, I guess, just so it knows that's one. Because like it'll save to your cloud all the time, but you can't.
I just got in the habit of whenever I stop playing is to go into options real quick, upload it, and
that's what I do.
Yeah,
and you can do that from in game too. So I guess that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all. It
just takes a few seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same way that Sly Cooper works I haven't. And I haven't noticed a difference at all. Like I'm enjoying it on my Vita and my PS3. A little bit more on my Vita, because I get to play my Vita. Every time I hold it, I'm like, this is so sexy.
It is.
I like this console. it's cool. I gotta get something off my chest, though, because when this game came out, there's a lot of people bitching that it uses memes for humor, because it does put a bunch of, like,
people
memes.
People need to lighten up.
They really fucking do. Like, if that's what they're going to complain about a game, because they have, like, they're taking the cheap way out of comedy and using something that's already kind of like an inside joke or being funny and throwing it into the game. Like, to me, that's charm. It's like, it's, you know, that's funny because it's, you've seen it before and it's a, their spin on it. Yeah. And mm-hmm. realistically, it's not even that big a part of the game. It's like in the towns and stuff here yeah. and there. There's some references maybe to some language or some dialogue, but that's
and
about
then there's
it.
The and Super Mario Brothers reference at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which is
yeah,
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the humor, actually. I got numerous chuckles from it. Just to play mm-hmm. devil's advocate, though, anytime that you like throw in a bunch of pop culture and like internet meme references, it's not going to hold up.
Oh, it's yeah, I mean? It's instantly aged. It's yeah. it's basically dated. Yeah, it's dated. Stale dated for that time.
No doubt.
Yeah,
I do, but it's still entertaining at the time. Like today, yeah. I looked in detail at the mutant blobs attack.
Mutant blobs yeah. attack.
It says instead of Tales from Space, it's Tales from Mexico. It's yeah, Tales from yeah. Mexico, and it's Mutant Lemons Attack.
The Casa Crashers is really good.
Yeah,
Casa Crashers.
There's a lot of good ones. I thought it was funny. I thought it was more of like a like when did gamers become like to me it's more of like a tribute to the culture, and I don't know when that changed from apparently being like a cool thing that games had to I don't like that in the game. It's
too many people on the internet. Are too opinionated and yeah. just like to be different. I guess. I don't know.
I guess. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying it. I should say. I'm definitely gonna beat it. I love it. I actually really like the game. It's really really fun, and I think a lot of people should
yeah,
download
I
that
think
stuff.
I'm, yeah, I think yeah. I'm pretty close to the end. So I guess we'll see.
Cool. That's it though. That's everything I've been pretty much playing the last week.
Cool. Oh my God, BioShock Infinite is awesome.
Oh my God.
I heard that was pretty good.
Oh my God.
I seriously think this is currently my game of the year. And I don't know what could possibly knock it off. You know? I mean,
Last of Us.
And that's the only one. DMC. Last of Us is the only one that I think has even a shot.
Injustice.
Last of Us is the only one I think even has a shot. No, but I beat BioShock Infinite this week, and I was playing it on PC, and I have to say I mean that is easily the best story I have experienced in a game, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know Jeff, you were saying that it's like it's up there on your favorite games ever.
It's an instant classic for me. Yeah. The problem is there's another game specifically that's also on my list of favorite games ever that came out this year. So it's going to be interesting game of the year, yeah. I think, because I don't know
what you're talking about, and I haven't played it yet. So yeah, but I do plan on playing it. It's just a matter of it going on sale. But mm-hmm. yeah, this I mean, it's I don't think it's there for me yet. But it hasn't really, you know, it's not really. It's still soaking in a little bit because it's only been a couple days.
Yeah, and you need to go back because another game I was playing. I started playing that again, a second playthrough, and I never that one of the other BioShock games. It makes it even better because
now you're looking for references to all this.
Yeah, because without like spoiling anything, it's like watching a movie that has a crazy like.
It's like
ending.
Watching Sixth Sense after
knowing
that's
the exact ending. Example I was going to use,
that's the thing.
And then
it's
watching
like Sixth
the movie
Sense
again,
is
or Fight
is
Club
the one
or
that I relate to in this situation is because you know you mm-hmm. have that shocking end. And then you go back and you watch it again, and you're looking for little clues here and there about what yeah. you know, things that might have tipped you off, you know. And
but at the same time, it just adds more to the mind fuck, and I'm just like, oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I
we really got to do a spoiler.
I'm not sure if I can. I'm not sure if I can go back and play it again right now, but
yeah,
I have a feeling that if there is a drought later this year, sometime, if I don't think that's going to happen, but if. I may go back and play it again just so I can catch some of those little subtleties that they threw in because I mean, fuck, when I was reading the spoiler thread that you put up, there were things in there that I was like, that's super clever. And I completely missed it.
Yeah. And I didn't even notice that.
Didn't even notice some of that stuff. And you know, just fantastic from beginning to end. I loved the characters. I loved the, like all of the dialogue, like the I can't remember the names of them, but the two
Letisses,
yeah, the Letisses, the
twins
or whatever
the
they're called. Yeah. I loved them. I thought that Elizabeth was an interesting character. You know, it's you know, there's a few things in this game that you know that I'm not going to say bring it down because nothing really brings it down. But there's a few things in the game that kind of takes you out of it for a second, but then you're immediately brought back in. And you know, the shooting mechanics are solid. The powers are awesome. I didn't start using the shock power until too late in the game.
You put
the chain lightning add-on on that thing, and it's fucking crazy how good that is. Mm. But I just overall fantastic game, and you know, I can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I really like dialogue in games when someone's constantly talking to you, because I really like this because you're with Elizabeth for majority of the game, and it's constant banter going back and forth. Same thing was like an Enslaved. Enslaved had a lot of issues, but my favorite part of Enslaved was the characters.
It was the interactions between Monkey and what's her name?
I can't remember her name. Red-haired chick.
Yeah. Monkey and Hottie.
Lasting Impact.
The what?
Lasting Impact. That's what her name
was. Yeah, exactly.
Apparently.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. God damn it. And Bastion, because Bastion had the
narrator the whole time. Yeah,
had the narrator, and I think that's really cool. That's what I really liked with this game. Like, once I got like Elizabeth's in there, I'm like, it's constantly like it made searching around and doing stuff I usually never do in a video game more interesting, because more dialogue would come up and stuff like that, and you'd be talking. I liked it. We can gush over it some more.
Oh, I could. I mean, I think next week we should have our feature be the spoiler episode. I need it to sink in for a little longer, but you know.
Yeah.
We could put it on the thing. We'll be like, this is the feature. It's spoilers. So
here. Well, we shouldn't do the speed. We should probably put tail end it. Like put it at the end of the end.
Whatever.
Of the
however
show.
We want to do it. I kind of want to talk about it next week. So.
All right.
Done.
We're doing it. You heard it here first. Next week's feature is going to be a BioShock.
Well, you want to make the feature of that, or you want to have like a regular question?
Yeah, fuck that, man. I'm not gonna. I can't do both, man. I gotta wake up at 6 a.m.
that's
dude.
True.
I can't
that's
do
true.
Both. So, but yeah, it's fantastic. Let's see what else. We talked about Guacamelee a little bit. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've been playing some more Defiance. Me, John, and Travis have been playing it on and off quite a bit and still having a blast with it.
I'm sorry.
There's some, you know, there was some weirdness with PSN this week.
What was up with that? It was like down, up and down.
Yeah, so the client patch hasn't come out yet, which I think is why we don't have, like, the first episode of the show aired on Monday. And the show's actually really good, in my opinion. From a pilot perspective, it's one of the better pilots that sci-fi has aired. I'll say that from like just a technology and a quality standpoint.
I'm sorry.
Did you watch the show?
Yeah, and it was fucking terrible.
You thought it was terrible? I thought it was awesome.
It was god awful.
I thought it was awesome.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of advertising for it around here, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I thought
I'm keeping it to myself. I
thought it was fun to watch. I thought the characters were fun.
But you also liked what's it called? That got canceled after like half season. What was that show? Dinosaurs and sci-fi.
What?
You like that too?
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking
about. What was it called? It was like dinosaurs. It has a guy from Avatar in it. He was like one of the main characters, the older guy. Oh my god! It was there's dinosaurs.
You know,
I don't remember enjoying a show with dinosaurs in it.
Yeah, this dinosaur. Dude, you talked about it on the show. Like you're saying you watched it and you actually. What the hell is it called? Oh my god.
Yeah, I forgot to.
Oh my god!
Lasting Impact, the series.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a sci. That wasn't sci-fi. That was
wasn't sci-fi.
No, it wasn't
sci-fi show. But I mean, it was science fiction. Yeah, yeah.
It was on like NBC or something. I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. But I mean, it's. You know, I no sci-fi show has been successful on a major network. None. It's like I can't think of one.
Lost was pretty successful.
What was
X-Files?
I guess Lost wasn't really. Well, it's arguable.
Yeah, I guess that's arguable. But what was it? V? V was actually.
I'm pretty
decent.
Sure Star Trek was pretty
what
awesome.
Was?
Star Trek was. I'm pretty sure that has a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. I don't really count that. Star Trek is like the creation of sci-fi. So, but.
I don't count that show that went on for several
Sliders
different
series. I don't count
it because
it's anyway.
Exempt from the rule.
Oh, okay.
Sliders. That went on for a long time.
Did it? I've never seen it. So.
Yeah.
I liked the X-Files. That was kind of sci-fi.
X-Files was pretty sci-fi. Yeah.
That show sucked.
You take that back. Scully is amazing.
Right.
Gross.
Yeah.
I just remember seeing an episode.
This is a rant hole. Anyway,
and I was like, "Wow, done with this."
Magic. All right. All right. So moving on. Chris likes Defiant.
I do. And
so talk to me about these like special episodic like content in Defiant.
And that's the thing that the game had the like they had some episode missions in the beginning, and what they were was, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I was curious to see how much tie-in they were going to have between the game and the show, and there is some, but it's very little. Like the game has the two main characters, Nolan and Arissa. The two main characters are the people that you interact with in the game, but the actual things that happen in the mission don't really get referenced in the show a whole lot. There's this crystal that they used in the show to power up the generator, and I'm telling Jason this because he saw it. I'm hoping.
I did. I'll touch on this after, but yeah.
That is in the show in the game. And then there's a reference in the show to one of the characters that gives you missions in the game. So far, that's it. The delay of the client patch that was supposed to go out Tuesday, I think that's what's holding back the new episode missions that are supposed to be in now. Because there were apparently some bugs that were crippling the 360 version. Mm-hmm. Like the 360 version apparently has just had...
It's supposed to be
it's
really
been complete
terrible.
Shit, apparently. Yeah. The PS3 version is it's not perfect, but at least it's running well enough.
You can play it.
but yeah, so I guess it's a matter of what's going to happen when that client patch hits and how they're going to continue this. So the second season has already started filming, so at least we know that's going to happen.
I Google searched dumb sci-fi with dinosaurs, and Terra Nova is the show we're looking for.
that show was
humorous.
It was what it was.
I think that like it was one of those shows that like the first couple episodes I was like, oh, this is kind of
intriguing.
Like
the first couple,
and
yeah.
It kind of dwindled off after that. So
yeah.
All right. So the main character in Defiant is he's pretty much a straight up like Nathan Drake ripoff, haircut and everything.
Like the actual show.
Do you think it's a coincidence that his name is Nolan, like for Nolan North?
Oh wow! Really?
Do you think it's a video game reference?
Yes, I do, because Nolan is his last name.
Okay.
But in the show, Nolan is
like
his
the main
last
character name, in the show is his name. Right. He's a Nathan Drake ripoff.
Still, they call him Nolan. Anyway, I don't. He is a. Pretty much straight up Drake ripoff.
I
don't know.
Half tuck? He's got a
no
half tuck. That's coming. Sure.
But he does make snarky remarks.
Yeah.
To his adopted
his crew
daughter
or whatever. His adopted daughter. What a dick.
He's a nice guy. Lovable rogue. Heart of gold.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually surprised
he
you guys
well.
Because Travis has literally been playing this. Like, every time I go on PSN, it's like, Travis is playing Defiance.
Yeah,
he's really into it.
That's cool.
Really into it. I've played it far less than them. Like, the rank goes up to, like, 5,000 or something like that. And this is something I haven't mentioned yet, but I think it's really cool. Like, someone who just starts playing the game can go into the game with high-level players and be effective. There's no imbalancing based on level. It's, you know, you get perks and everything as you level up, but the perks make you, they're like slightly more powerful, like, and you can only equip a certain number of them. And to an extent, that's kind of annoying because I like to be a badass, but it's good for the newer players, and it's good for me because I don't get enough time to play. So I'm level like 255.
You have to worry about people leaving you behind.
Yeah, I'm level 255 or whatever, and John's like level 700 something, and Travis is like in the 600s or something like that. But we can still get together and group and have a good time, and everybody is being just as effective as the next person.
Good shit.
So that's really cool. I like that. And the world events that happen, like the Arc Falls, are really cool. And there's a shit ton of weapons, and you can modify all your weapons, which is really neat. So rough around the edges, but it's still a fun game. I'm having fun with it. But that's it for me. So.
All right.
Oh, man.
Let's do your couple news items. And then we'll take-
I got, yeah, the first one is simple. We talked about this a couple weeks. We talked about the whole Disney thing. They did announce another game this week, and that was they're remaking Castle of Illusion.
And it's coming out on everything but the Wii U. How's that work?
Yeah, it's coming on everything but the Wii U. People who don't remember this game, it was a game for Sega had the license, I think, to Mickey Mouse games back in the day, so they did the Illusion series, and Castle of Illusion was a really good game. I think it was like the equivalent of what DuckTales was on Nintendo.
I would say that Castle of Illusion was probably the most beloved Mickey Mouse starring game.
So they asked a remake of it, didn't really show any gameplay. It was kind of like a little like kind of CG kind of thing, and that's coming out sometime this year. Actually, in the next few months, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
The only other thing I want to say is, because I need to correct myself, because we got a hateful tweet. Not so much hateful, but from Billy Harris, also known as Captain Harlock. He says, "Hey, you idiot. Flashback didn't have polygons. It used rotoscoping, you dummy."
Thank
and
you.
And he is right.
Oh, I would have called your ass out.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because...
Yeah, and...
Yeah, because it's the same tech that they use in like Blackthorn, I think.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. Rotoscoping,
like Outer World as well. But I was just picturing it at the time. Super NES, so
Blackthorn was straight up sprite based.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because it had very similar
Outer this World flash
mechanics. Yeah.
Yes. It did. And I guess because just the way that the main character was modeled in my head, I was like, that's got to be polygons. But then again, I was going to say, there's no way the Genesis could have done polygons and made it that accurate. So. There you go, Harlock. I corrected myself. Have fun with Warframe.
I do have one thing that I wanted to mention really quick.
I didn't correct myself. You corrected me. Sorry. That's how it went.
There was a guy that apparently worked at Sega for a while that came out and said that there was a system that was prototyped.
Oh, Pluto?
Yeah, the Sega Pluto. Did you guys hear about this?
No. Yeah, I saw that. I read that.
Yeah,
today.
Sega Pluto was apparently a Saturn with a built-in Netlink.
Yeah.
And it never got released, but it apparently is. There were two of them made, and apparently both of them have been found. And there's a YouTube video of one of them running. So
it's pretty interesting. It's like it would have been like a, you know how they Sega was fucking famous for this, like re-releasing their consoles. Like Nintendo never did that. They hardly ever.
Well, they
did
didn't
that
add anything or features to their re-releases.
Yeah. But Sega did all the time. They had like the Sega Genesis and Sega CD, and then eventually they combined those together. Then they did the whole 32X Sega CD Genesis. They combined all together, and then there was
we've got a LaserDisc player at work that plays Sega CD and Genesis.
What?
Yes,
that's awesome.
So yeah, they licensed their stuff out to different manufacturers.
That's kind of cool, man. I'm a little jealous.
It could have been that. Then, too.
They didn't have one that had all three in together, I don't think.
Well, this was a Saturn. It was based on Saturn.
No. But you were saying the 32X.
Didn't they have one of 32X?
They had one that was Genesis and 32X in one, but it didn't have the Sega CD.
Okay, but not the Sega CD.
I can't remember the name of it, but
because there was 32X CD games.
Yeah, there were 32X CD games. Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the nuts either. No, Nomad was the handheld. I know exactly. I can picture it. I just don't know what the hell it was called. This Pluto looked
Neptune.
Neptune, yes. The Pluto looked exactly what you're talking about. It's basically, it was the Saturn version of the Dreamcast, if that makes any sense.
Right.
It was the Saturn with a built-in modem.
Right.
Which would have been awesome at the time.
Well, they didn't really use the Netlink for anything.
Oh, Daytona.
Well,
Virtual Fighter.
That's one.
Yeah.
I don't think Virtual Fighter worked very well.
No, I don't think any of the games actually worked really well. And they had to pay for SegaNet back then, too, I think, too.
It was like $10 Dreamcast a month or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, and then Dreamcast was free, but they had the service of SegaNet that you could pay like $10 a month. I never did that. I just did the regular dial-up thing, and it worked fine.
Yeah.
It was all right. I played my PSO to fucking death and my Quake 3. And NBA 2K1. I miss Sega. I really do. Like, especially going to that thing today, like, just seeing, like, the matches and then the Genesis and, like, the Sega CD and...
Man, every time
awesome.
I look at my CDX, I'm like, oh, that's such a pretty little thing, isn't it?
Every time I look at your CDX, I'm like, one of these days, I'm going to
steal
you.
I'm just going to get Chris liquored up.
Yeah.
And then also just going to be missing.
Remind me to lock it up next time you come over.
Oh, that's one of my favorite.
It's a really cool little console.
It really
it's
is.
Sexy.
It is. Cool.
Cool. All right, let's take a break.
I want to play Saturn.
We'll come back. We'll talk about Wii U, and then we'll do some new releases and listener email, and then we'll talk about next week. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
LTTTP22. That's way too many T's, and I think I put another 2 in there too, actually. You're pretty boy. It's time to wake up.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you. Hey, Jeff, I wanted to correct myself from the last, from the previous part where we were talking about sci-fi shows. Sci-fi shows on Fox never last more than one season. Period.
That's Fox, though. Fox canceled like 37 X-Files. Shows like
that's,
2 years ago.
That's my point. Because the one that we were talking about was on Fox.
How long did X-Files? Dark Angel last?
I don't know. That's a good question. But Terra Nova was on Fox, and Fox and they just never, they don't like sci-fi apparently. So
it doesn't mean it's a good show.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say it meant it was a good show. I'm just saying that, you know.
All right.
But anyway, so we are talking about the Wii U right now this week, and we have some Nintendo news that came from the Nintendo Direct meeting that that happened earlier this week. So we're gonna go through some of that, and then we're gonna hit up some emails. So I'm gonna hand the show over to Jeff.
Okay, so Nintendo Direct happened a couple days ago. They announced a couple cool shit, then went again and announced stuff for like sales and stuff like that. But let's touch on some of the bigger things that they announced. Number one, again, they announced an Animal Crossing game for the 3DS, which, I mean, was kind of, I guess, expected. It's Animal Crossing. It's a new...
It was going to happen at some point.
That's right.
Exactly. It's going to happen.
Every Nintendo first-party game is going to happen at some point.
Yep. A Mario and Luigi... Dream Team, I guess, game also for the 3DS. The big one for the 3DS is The Legend of Zelda, which they're basically styling it off of Link to the Past. They're not calling it a direct sequel, I don't think, yet. I'm reading contradictory things on the internet. Some people say it's Link to the Past 2. Some people say it's not. It's more of just like in the same vein of Link to the Past. I don't know. It's a top-down Zelda game. Looks a little
it's
bit
kind
different.
Kind of 3D-ish graphics.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's doesn't look as 3D as like say like the DS games, like right. But it does definitely have that 3D aspect.
And it's got this
it.
Weird mechanic where he turns into a 2D piece against
2D,
the wall.
Yeah, that just looks weird.
I'm not sure how I like how they handle
cool.
that. I think it's a cool idea, but for
cool
some
mechanic,
reason
right.
it's like if you're gonna put him up against the wall in 2D, make him like an old school 8-bit sprite or something like that, you know.
You
know, make it the sprite from Link to the Past or something. That would, or from Adventure of Link or something. That would have been cool.
Gotcha. Game and Wario. This is a Wario game for the Wii U, which the Wario games are awesome. I love those games.
They're super cool.
Yeah, they're really quick. The one on the DS was fantastic. I play that game so much because it's such a good game. You can literally, if you have like 30 seconds you want to kill, you can play around to that. It's really good. Lego City Undercover, the chase begins. It's coming to the DS, 3DS, sorry. So it's kind of like a take on the Lego City Undercover games, which was exclusive to the Wii U.
And kind of fun, by the way.
Yeah, I've heard it's actually pretty good. I've heard people say it's the best Lego game. So there you go. If you like that shit. Donkey Kong Country Returns, also on the 3DS. That came out for the Wii, and I guess they're porting that over to the 3DS, which I think would be a pretty good idea. For any 3DS fans. I guess that's the biggest stuff that came out of there that people would really care about. And this leads into our feature. I don't know if you guys noticed, but only one of those games was a Wii U game.
Right. Well, I mean, they did say beforehand that the Nintendo Direct was going to focus on 3DS, but I guess my biggest issue is the 3DS doesn't need Nintendo Direct right now. You don't need to have a meeting about what's coming for 3DS because everybody, it's selling awesome. It's
selling really well.
You know? Yeah. Wii U is not. So tell me what's going on with Wii U. Sell me on a Wii U. Make me want one. And you have, Nintendo has yet to do that. And that's my big issue right now because, I know I'm going to buy one eventually, but you need to give me something to buy with it, you know?
Yeah. And anecdotal evidence, today at the video game thing at Science Center, I did hear a group of people, like probably kids, I'm guessing around 12, 13, making fun of the Wii U.
Wow, really?
And this is like, it's people, like it's, yeah.
That's like some Travis Bomb GameStop evidence right there. Like,
yeah, well, that's what I mean.
I had three people come in and want to pre-order this game. This game's going to be hot.
I did preface saying it's anecdotal evidence.
Okay.
So it's, I'm not saying that's, what confirmed people are thinking about it. But it's not doing that well. I'm trying to pick up like worldwide sales right now. It's not even on the fucking list right now on VG charts, which isn't exactly 100% accurate, but it's relatively close. It's not even on there.
I thought they did have it on there.
It's not. Well, right now,
I guess they don't.
Vita is the lowest right now with 4.5 million.
Yeah.
And
I don't see it.
The Wii U hasn't even been.
They haven't even added it to the list.
They had a
yet.
Decent opening a month, I think, from the whole hardcore like Nintendo fans and stuff. Like we know a lot of people. Like Better Tomorrow bought a Wii U. Remember, he actually wrote in and said how much he likes the Wii U and just fight it. And he's selling it this week. He's bringing it back and trading it in.
Spoiler alert. We'll get back to that in a little while.
We will. I don't know. Like you guys didn't buy one. Jason, you don't have one, right?
I need a Monster Hunter machine, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You did type with Monster Hunter.
You don't need to pay $350 for a high-res PS2 game.
It's so much better than the stuff on PS2. Though.
Don't do it. Just get it on 3DS. You have a 3DS already. Just get it on there.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't have a 3DS either?
No. Okay. Well, I want it on Wii U. They just released a patch for off-TV play, so you can play it on the
actual pad.
Yeah.
So the up-res can then be down-res. That's great.
Well, it's
why are you
on that
such
pad,
a hater? Oh my god!
It's the thing. I don't think anyone. Okay, I'm not gonna say that because we all kind of were on the same boat. The Wii was kind of a huge, huge success that nobody saw coming.
Right.
And it was a huge success because it catered to grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, people who never played video games. I know how to play baseball. I know how to play tennis. I know how to play golf. Let's get that Wii Sports thing. Then when they announced this shit, we're all like, "Is it? I don't think it's gonna do that that well because it automatically, once you have another controller in your hand that has buttons and analog sticks and another screen, I think that eliminates that entire market."
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I think we've touched on this before. It's one of those things where the reason that the Wii did so well is because it was approachable and there was a lot of casual pieces to it. Mm-hmm. It's no longer approachable. I mean, it is now the most complicated controller there is. You know?
Yeah.
And it's intimidating
really?
For
well,
most
uses
of the
everything.
People that got Wiis.
It uses the pad, the Wiimote controls, the classic controller, if you want to buy the classic controller Pro. It's got all that shit. So you can have like a house full of peripherals. But I guess what we're going with this whole thing was, is Nintendo in trouble? Are they... Because a lot of third parties have jumped off the Wii U bandwagon.
I think even EA is at the point where they're starting to jump off.
Yeah, and when EA jumps off and says they're not going to release like a Madden, they haven't said this, but I mean, if they don't release like a Madden on the Wii U, I'm pretty sure they still release Maddens on PS2 and Dreamcast.
I think last year was last year on the PS2.
Yeah, but you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But, so I don't know exactly how accurate this is, but according to the list, it's sold less than 3 million worldwide.
That is pretty bad.
It's been, how long has it been? It's been since, what,
Came
November?
Was it November?
I think it's November, so.
April, so it's been 6 months.
Yeah, so it's been almost 5 months, I think.
Yeah.
So, It's a slow burn at the start for any console platform, but they, you know, there have been like a lot of metrics out there that have shown that the Wii U is the slowest selling console. But again, you know, I think it's too early to say if that the Wii U is in trouble. I still think there's going to be a following, but I think it's going to be more along the lines of the GameCube type following. You know, it may sell 20, 30 million units, but it's not going to compete.
GameCube didn't sell that much.
What's that?
GameCube didn't sell 30 million.
GameCube sold 20 million. Sold 21 million. Yeah. About. But so it may get that kind of numbers, but it is not going to get, I don't even think it's going to get up in the N64 range. And N64 range was, you know,
I think
over
it's
30.
Pretty much dead in the water at this point, especially with the new consoles coming out this fall.
Well, and that's the thing. They're going to lose all of their third-party support, just about.
They pretty much have. Like, I mean, like, how many games have been canceled and or exclusives been delayed and said they're coming out multi-platform? Like,
yeah.
Rayman Legends, that was, like, the big one. That was, like, one. That's one of a lot of people.
Well, that
and
was...
I know we talked about
that
this
was
a lot.
That was just horribly handled. Because they should have released that on Wii U anyway. And, you know, if I was a Wii U owner, I would be pretty pissed. Because that was, like, one of the big exclusives. And now you're delaying it just so you could put it out at the same time on the other platforms. And
well, because it shows if you delay a platform release, like if it's a time exclusive, it doesn't sell.
Yeah,
after the,
and they're
the
putting it in the middle
time.
Of the holiday season, which is just dumb.
Which is, I think it's smart for Ubisoft.
I don't think it's going to sell at all.
Don't think so?
No, I think that with the delay, it's not going to sell at all.
Well, there isn't a delay anymore, though.
No.
Oh, you mean with the delay with the actual initial release?
Yeah.
I think it will, because now they're going to be put on Wii U, 360, PS3. I think it'll, I mean, Rayman 1, I guess Origins, sold enough to get a sequel, and it didn't really sell too much. And it came out in a really hard time when games were being released, and I think they realized that if we just release this on the Wii U, we're not going to make any money. And if we release it on PS3 and 360 in the fall, we're going to make even less money because it's, people get hyped up for day one, week two, like sales. Like how often? I see it in a trend, especially myself, yourself, Jason as well. It's like if we don't pick up a game in the first week, we tend to put it off a lot. Like you don't have DMC yet.
Yeah.
And it's been how long?
Yeah. Well, I'm just waiting for it to go on sale, and
well,
apparently
exactly.
I missed my chance. But
yeah, no, I'm not saying like there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that. The hardcore seems they like to pounce on shit.
Yeah.
Like right
true.
Away. And if they don't pounce on it, your craving to play that game kind of wanes and kind of goes away because other stuff comes out. And I think Ubisoft knows that. If they were to release Legends on Wii U, because it's not selling well at all, would barely sell, and then when they finally release it on other consoles, it might also not do well. But if they do like a whole, we're just going to launch on everything on the same day, it might do a little bit better. But that's neither here nor there, really, what we're talking about, kind of. But they dropped out. I mean, Aliens Colonial Marines isn't coming out on Wii U anymore, which...
Well, that's probably the best thing to happen to the Wii U since launch. but really, it's like... So, from the overall standpoint, Nintendo is not in trouble. Okay?
Themselves the company, hell no.
No.
Not even close.
Nintendo as a company is not in trouble.
They're one of the only companies in the world that have like over $1 billion in the bank, which means like, that's not revenue, that's not profit. They just have literally like $1 billion in like spare money,
right?
Which they're fine. They're gonna be okay. Even though they can lose a shitload of money on the Wii. Wii U could be like the biggest failure in the world, but they're still gonna be all right.
Yeah, 3DS is
as
making
a company.
Sure of that.
Yeah.
And I really think it's, as I said, I really think it's too early to tell with the Wii U because the 3DS had a slow start too. PS3 had a slow start and it all comes down to games and, you know, what they're going to be releasing. The only thing that makes me even slightly worried about it is that there's not really much in the future that's coming out this year. But again, let's wait until E3, see what happens.
They're going to finally announce Smash Brothers for Wii U. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like they keep rehashing the same stuff over and over again. It's like
that's what sells their shit.
Nintendo,
though.
Make a good new IP. Just do it. You've got talent. Just do it.
What was
that
their last?
Not in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's really not. Yeah. I mean, what was their last new IP? Animal Crossing, probably.
Anytime we flip out over a new Nintendo announcement, it's due to some like re-release or an old IP. But I remember how much we freaked out when they announced Kid Icarus.
Oh, fuck, you know? Yeah. That game was so
Oops.
Bad. Yeah. That's nostalgia, just being a dick. That's what that is. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's they're going to do the thing. Like I said, like the biggest announcements they announced like at the whole Nintendo Direct was like Animal Crossing, Zelda. New Mario Party game, and Zelda. I linked about. And this is the thing. The Link to the Past follow-up or whatever they want to call it, it's on the 3DS. Now, I understand that 3DS is, right now, it's Nintendo's main platform, because the Wii does not sell software. It sold a shitload of hardware, does not sell software. Wii U isn't selling software or hardware at this point. Put it on the 3DS. Why couldn't they have done this as like a, like what Sony's doing with Vita and PS3, and do it like a cross-buy? We're going to have like a Wii U version and a 3DS version.
I'd be all over that, to be honest.
I think that the big thing about that is that the difference in the platforms is too extensive. It's like with the Vita and the PS3, the hardware, whereas the Vita is not as powerful, it gets relatively close. I mean, it's this, I would say that it's closer to the PS3 than the PSP was to the PS2.
Oh.
And you figure the 3DS is PS2 quality and the Wii U is PS3 quality. And it's just, I think it's too big of a
true
gap.
But
they did it with Monster Hunter.
They did it with Monster Hunter, and the art style and what this new Zelda game looks like is obviously built on a 3DS first. Could you imagine if they announced, they could have shown this game in high HD on the Wii U? Can you imagine they said Link to the Past 2 for Wii U? Didn't mention the 3DS version. How many people would be going crazy? Like, I think I might get a Wii U right now, and then say, by the way.
I would have probably gone and pre-ordered.
Well, yeah, and by the way, this is also going to be a cross-buy. Yeah. You buy it on this, you get it on your 3DS as well, and it can handle
No,
it.
You're absolutely right. I have no objections to that.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what are the biggest fucking remakes people want out of the last, like, fucking 10 years are Link to the Past and Final Fantasy VII.
I don't know why people want Final Fantasy VII so bad. Okay.
That's a whole different can of worms.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going down that route. Hey, we got some emails, so let's do those.
Yeah, let's listen. I want to hear what other people
say. All right, who's going first?
Assign the task, Chris.
Jason, you go first. You barely talked.
Or Jason, do it.
This is from Death Row. He says, hello, sirs. He's from Retroids, by the way.
He is.
The Wii U is in trouble, and I think its problems aren't easily solved. Once the price cut in games come, we still have a fundamental problem of design. Nintendo are trying to appeal to both a core gaming audience and casual, yet does neither of those particularly well. They have forgotten, or perhaps never really understood, why the Wii was successful. Gesture control is understandable and accessible. The Wii U pad with its million inputs is not. This guy copied our segment. The hardcore, in quotes? Well, it isn't powerful enough to compete with a PS4 and probably the next Xbox, which has its own implications for the type of games that appeal to the audience, and online play also doesn't seem compelling in this market either. I think we're looking at another GameCube. It'll survive on Nintendo first party, but that's about it. Out! Death Row!
He typed this on his phone. No.
Yeah, he typed it on his phone.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of touched on most of this already. Even down to the looking at another GameCube, but it'll survive on first party games. I mean, I have no doubt.
Not necessarily a bad thing looking at another GameCube, because GameCube was that was a hardcore Nintendo fans console.
Yeah, and that's fine. I am fine with that. It's just that the one thing that worries me about the Wii U is that they're going to try and force feed you some of this touchscreen controls where it doesn't really fit, kind of like they did with the DS when it first came out. And, you know, if they can't do a quality implementation of that, I don't want them to do it at all.
The DS got a good software in Nintendogs that just sold everybody on that shit.
Shit, that sold me on it.
That sold, like, I bought Tanya a DS when we actually were first kind of started dating. And, like, she will fucking love this. Like, she'll love this game. And, and that started it. And then Mario Kart eventually came out and, you know, all the Nintendo stuff, which is still great. It's still good.
But we're not seeing a ton of that stuff on the Wii U yet.
No, we haven't. We're like, I mean, everyone's waiting for Smash Brothers. It hasn't had, like, where the fuck is Smash Brothers? That's, like, the whole thing. Like, we've seen a Mario game. And why that? Okay. back to the whole cross-play thing, Luigi's Mansion, why wasn't that a Wii U game as well?
It's a good question.
Why? It should have just been in the first place. I mean, that's the thing. It's like they brought back some pretty big names. And, mm-hmm. I would say that it's pretty well known that, like, the majority of hardcore gamers think that the best Zelda is Link to the Past. Mm-hmm. So why are you remaking Wind Waker? Wind Waker was such a niche title.
Yeah.
And it's like half the people who played it loved it, and the other half fucking hated it.
Yeah.
You know? But everyone goes back to Link to the Past, and everybody loved that fucking game. Yeah. So if you're not going to remake Ocarina of Time, remake Link to the Past and put it on the Wii U. You know?
Yeah. And again, I hate to do this, but going back to the Vita and PS3, a lot of people, you guys included, that the play games on the Vita are playing games that are on PS3 that you can play on your Vita. Like Guacamelee, like, yes, I bought that game primarily to play on my Vita, but I can play it on my PS3, but it's interchangeable. And Sly Cooper was the same thing. Like, they could be doing this for stuff like Luigi's Mansion and Zelda. Easily be done. And these are all system sellers for Nintendo. Like, these are what people buy Nintendo products for.
Yeah, and in reality, if they were going to do something like that, they have digital downloads for the mm-hmm. 3DS, but I think the issue is that it still takes a back seat. In most cases,
so does like. There's a step down from the Vita from Sly Cooper. It's still like.
Well, no, I'm not talking about step down. I'm just talking about digital downloads. Like everything, everything on the Vita is downloadable. Like day one. And Nintendo's just not there yet. So I think that might have a part of it. That might be part of it. And you know they're not going to give you two physical versions.
Oh.
You know.
Okay. Just like you said, Earthbound. People have been asking for this game for a long time. Was announced it's going to be available on the Wii U downloadable channel.
Yeah, it should be available for both. I have no doubt. Yeah. I completely agree with you. You know? And at the same time, it's like, you know, there's no reason they can't have two different versions of a game and make it work off the same save data. I mean, that's possible to do.
Jason,
you said it worked with Monster Hunter. I mean, I didn't even know that.
It was an extremely clunky interface to get it transferred, but yeah, it did work.
But it worked, yeah. And I mean, Earthbound, this game was what, on Super Nintendo?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can play PS1 games on pretty much any single Sony console or handheld since PS1. You can download the PS1 Classic on your PSP, you can download them on your Vita, you can download them on your PS3, not your PS2, obviously, but it all works. Why are they limiting these games that people are clamoring for to just one platform?
They're trying to stretch it out. These guys, I mean, they march to the beat of their own drum. You know, everything moves at their own pace, and they really don't follow trends. I don't get it. So maybe we're just, you know, spoiled. Maybe we're used to, you know, the way that Microsoft and Sony handles things, and I don't know. I've said this before jokingly. I wish I was just like a hardcore Nintendo enthusiast and like that's all that I played, because you know what, I'd save a lot of money.
You would save a shitload.
I would save so much money, and then maybe I'd even appreciate, you know, the games that I did get a little bit more. You know, you mentioned it as well. It's like, you know, we have a very short attention span. If we don't buy DMC that first week, we're not going to buy it for months later down the road. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's go to another email and see what someone else says.
All right.
Yeah.
Jeff, why don't you take this one?
He says, hey guys, it's Hedges 1001. He says, since I recently picked up a U of the Wii variety, I figured I should chime in. Personally, I don't think the Wii U is struggling. In fact, it reminds me a lot of the PS3 during its first year. Admittedly, there are a lot of games around now, but with it being backwards compatible, it means I'm still able to play the Wii games, and either way, I'm only 20 hours into Monster Hunter, and I'm freaking hooked.
Yeah!
Plus, I actually prefer playing Black Ops 2 on my Wii U. The pad feels much better for me than the PS3 360 pad.
Yeah, but from what I hear, Black Ops 2 doesn't run as well.
Doesn't seem like it, yeah.
Yep, I've heard that too. I guess I'm trying to say that the Wii U has tons of potential, much like the year one PS3. I like what he brought. I think he brings up a good point here. Fortunately, I personally don't agree with him at all. I don't think it's like the PS3 launch in any aspect, to be honest. Because the PS3 launched a year after the 360, but has the same potential as a 360 did, if not more. Whereas the Wii U, it's got potential to do what the PS3 or 360 did, but will not have the potential of what the new PlayStation 4 will do or what the new Xbox will do. I think that's what people are going to look at a lot. It's going to be... Yeah. You're not going to sell hardcore gamers on the Wii U on the fact that, hey...
It's got a different controller.
Yeah, exactly. It's, hey, you're finally HD now. You're a little bit better. Actually, it's not even better than a 360 or a PS3. I'm a big fan of Digital Foundry, and they do crazy tech shit and comparisons. And the Wii U has never won out on something because it's still underpowered. And that's the only reason why I wouldn't compare it to the PS3 launch. Because the PS3 launch was still a year after the 360 launch, and at that point, 360 was showing what it can do. That's when Gears came out, and Halo 3 was the year after. Was PS3 had Resistance. And it was the same generation. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah, and what you're saying, I see what you're saying, and you're this is the way I would say it.
It's at all.
The 360 and PS3 were a year apart, and they were the same potential. Mm-hmm. The Wii U and the PS4 were a year apart, and they're it's totally a next generation potential. System. They're totally different.
Yeah.
Now, as far as what he's saying, I think that you're coming from a different direction, because I think he's just saying in general from a sales perspective, because the sales for the PS3 were pretty slow in the beginning, but they weren't this slow. They weren't this slow.
And they weren't this slow. Oh God, they weren't even close to this slow. Yeah. This is the worst launch of a Nintendo console I think it's the worst launch they've ever had.
I think that might
Nintendo
be accurate.
Nintendo 64 still sold really well out the gate, and so did the GameCube.
Yeah, I think that might be accurate.
This is not doing well at all, because all the people that really are into gaming and have it, most people that we know have either PS3 or a 360 and a Wii. Most of them have dropped the Wii, except for niche titles here and there. And then
I still have Last Story that I need to play.
There you go. And then a lot of people who bought a Wii don't have anything else or don't care about buying another video game system.
Yeah.
And I think the Wii U is not going to sell them on that aspect, and it's not going to sell to anyone in the hardcore that, you can play Batman Arkham Asylum or Batman Arkham City on your Wii U. We played that a year ago.
Yeah, and it's like what you said. It's like they haven't even proven yet that they can be... that they can do things better than the PS3 and the 360 do.
And the Wii U version of Batman Arkham City has a crazy amount of graphical, fucking weird shit going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Digital Foundry shit. I know, it's kind of... it's not even anecdotal. It's on the internet. You can fucking see it. It's whatever. But, yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's really like the PS3. I think it's totally different than the PS3 launch, because it's a totally different league. Not in terms of just because it's a advancement in generation. I just think that people look at the Wii U as the late runner in this generation. And finally we can play a Zelda game in HD or a Mario game in HD.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, Mario was in HD. I mean, come on.
All right, cool. Let's do another email.
All right.
Dear Indus Crew, hey, it's me, Bender.
Yo.
Question of the week. Man, guys, I have rewritten this past 50 plus times. I think that's supposed to, this part, sorry. I've rewritten this part 50 plus times. Wii U, how I love to hate you. I'm sorry. This is a bashing session. I'm sorry. I was really hoping to get an email actually from MC Wilson, because I know that he's enjoying
it. He's loving his Wii U. So. He's probably realized that, oh shit. I'm trading in with better tomorrow.
Let's see. Number one. When the next PS4 and Xbox come out, you will be underpowered. Number True. Two, you will have all bad ports.
True.
Mm-hmm. Number three, you have Mario, Zelda, Metroid, Pikmin. Never changes from SNES to Wii. They are all the same, with slight variations, but you have played them before, and if you've played just one. I kind of disagree with that one.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with that one too.
Because the Mario games are completely different.
Metroid, especially, is evolved.
Yeah, Metroid is very different. Pikmin, sure, but there's only been three Pikmin games. And Zelda is...
They try to change it up, and they've been pretty... They're all. I don't think there's any really two Zelda games that are, you could say, like, were very similar.
Well, the two N64 games are almost identical.
Oh, that's true. Well, Majora's Mask is more of like an expansion on a cartridge.
And I don't think games like this really need to, like, super evolved. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree. The Metroid games are like all of the 2D games may be very, very similar, but they're all fantastic. So
right.
That's okay. And the Metroid Prime series is just crazy different all the way through.
We talked about Guacamelee. We love Shadow Complex, and Nintendo needs to own Metroid and bring out another Metroid game on the Wii U with that, like, do it like Super Metroid, but have it, you know, color coded and stuff. It's easy to understand. Bam, there you go. System.
Can I interject one thing though? With like, you know, I know everybody wants another like 2D Metroid. Like, you know, we would love to see like HD sprites and stuff like that. But I mean, Jeff, you mentioned it earlier when you were at that museum that kids.
Yep.
Today they're like, oh, why would I want to play those old games when I've got this?
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
those kids just need to see the light.
That's all. Exactly. I mean, yeah, we're enlightened. They're dumb teenagers. Right. I know, but they kind of outnumber us now. Do you know what I mean?
They really do. Yeah,
something to think about.
Get off my lawn.
I'm sure that's something that they think about too. It's like, and maybe that's, you know, kind of what they took into consideration when you know, they're making this new Link to the Past, you know.
That's why I'm starting my son off with the 8-bit stuff.
He's gonna hate you.
No, he's not. He's gonna be five. He's not gonna know the difference.
That's true.
But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna get that Retron, the Retron 5.
Oh, the new. I'm buying that.
Hell yeah, dude! I'm buying that in a heartbeat, and that's gonna be hooked up to my TV downstairs, and that's what he's gonna play.
There was actually no Metroid or Zelda game at the museum today, which is surprising.
Wow,
frauds. Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to interject for that.
No, I think that's
a good point.
Devil's advocate tonight.
Yeah. So. Well, then again, a lot of those teenagers probably play most of their shit on their iPhones and shit like that. So it's,
Or and then if they have a console, all they play is Call of Duty.
Fucking kids.
Number four, you make a nice to have. Wait, you make a nice to have to a gamer that has a PS3, 360, or a freaking PC. Five, you sadden me with your SD touchpad remote play. Six, Jesus Christ, you even copied the Xbox 360 game controller.
Yeah, it's pretty much identical.
Yeah, the Pro Controller.
That's okay.
I have no problem with that.
The 360 controller is, for my hands, is really good.
In reality, it's like, you know, it's...
D-pad's a fuck ton better on the Nintendo controller.
Of course. Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, eventually everyone's going to get to one pretty standardized controller, I think. And, you know, the only difference might be a little bit with placement, because like the PS3 and the PS4 has a lot of takes from the 360 controller. And the biggest difference now is just that it's an offset left stick, you know? So.
Yeah, they have the concave shit. And my biggest thing, like I said before, is that they extended the actual handles on the PS3 controller. That was
they extended the handles and they curved the triggers. Yeah. And that's big. So, all right. So let me finish off his email. But anyway, we all know better than to bet against Nintendo. This is true. But I'll have to take a bet against the Wii U doing well in the long run, which could break Nintendo. Feels good to get this off my chest. I don't hate Nintendo. I just feel burned. Wii POS.
Piece of shit.
I would not take a Wii U even if you gave it to me. Wow.
I can't get rid of mine.
Hey, I'll take it.
You want it? I can ship it to you.
Dude, I'm not kidding. I need a Monster Hunter player.
Really?
We'll talk.
Okay, we'll talk.
I don't have the money for it, dude. I can't buy it used.
Anyway, you don't have to buy it from me. I just got to pay shipping. I'll give it to you.
No, the Wii, not the Wii U.
Yeah, it's not a Wii U, it's a Wii. Oh,
okay. All right, give me a Wii U.
I don't have a Wii U, sorry.
For some background, I own a Wii. A PS3, two of them, and PC gaming. So, there you go. So definitely no better than to bet against Nintendo. They're going to pull something out of their ass. They're going to drop the price by like $100 and they're going to put Mario Galaxy out during the holiday and they're going to pack that shit in. And all of a sudden it's going to fly off the shelves. And, you know, Mario Universe or whatever the fuck it's called, they're going to drop the price to $250, include Mario Universe, and the thing will sell like hotcakes. Something like that is going to happen. Sure too.
I'm okay with that. You know what? I would much rather just see them as a third-party developer. There's so many IPs that I love playing, but, man, I'm not ready to go out and just buy a console.
Yeah. I mean, especially considering it basically is a Nintendo player. you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, seriously, it is. But yeah, like I said, I mean, they just do things their own way, and they're in their own little bubble.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad.
I agree. Hmm. All right, we got one more email. Let's do it.
We do. Go for it, Jason.
Oh, it's my turn.
There you go.
Hey, guys. Hey, what do I think of the future of the Wii U holds? Well, let's just put it this way. In November, I picked up a Wii U with three games, and during the first few days, I played a lot of Mass Effect 3.
Spoiler for early conversation, just saying.
In December, I noticed that I had way too many things plugged into the outlet behind my TV, so I unplugged the Wii U. 2 days ago, I traded in my Wii U and brought a PS3 Pulse headset, a 32 gig of Vita memory card, and paid off The Last of Us. In conclusion, when it comes to Nintendo consoles with the letters W, I, and I in the title, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. I did not see a bright future for this current-gen console once the big boys finally release their new machines, because Nintendo goes back to putting out inferior versions of some AAA titles. That's if these versions even make it out. Mm-hmm. I gave that console a chance, and it didn't pay off. So what do they need to do? Start making Super Mario Galaxy 3 for the PS3.
Yeah.
That's what Nintendo needs to do. Oh, well. At least I still have my GameCube. Jeff, a B to the T to the W. Done traded in.
His Wii U.
Yeah.
Now, I hope he got the PS3 Pulse Elite headset, because that's way better.
I'm
than
not sure which one
he got,
so it's the better one, right?
I hope so, yeah. Yeah, the Elite's way better.
Okay.
Way better. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
All right.
Brings up the big point, which wasn't brought up before, was they need to start making Super Mario Galaxy 3 for the PS3.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what Jason just said a few minutes ago, so.
That shit would be crazy, man. Yeah. Oh, my God.
PS4, better yet.
Either way. I don't think it would hurt Nintendo if they did that. Like cut off, like, the Wii U looks like, as much as people might want to hold out hope for it, it doesn't look like it's going to do anything this generation or next generation. Like, it just looks like it's going to be a stalemate, because this next, let's be honest, this coming holiday season, PS3 and 360 are going to lower the price of their consoles, and they're going to have new consoles out. Yep. What are you going to buy if you want to buy, like, you haven't bought in this generation? What are you going to buy? A Wii U for $250, a 360 for $100 to $150, a PS3 for probably about the same price. Which one are you going to do? Probably the 360 or PS3, most likely, and not the Wii U.
I'm going to buy whatever Oprah tells me to buy.
Yeah. No, you're too smart for that, Jason. No, <I'm not. laughs>
Oh, man. I think they'd, you know what? Fucking focus on handhelds, man.
Yeah,
I think
seriously.
They'd make a killing.
And that's the thing. I think they would have an issue making third party for consoles, but not being a third party, but being a first party for portables. And I think that might be an issue in their mind.
Yeah. They're killing it in the handheld market.
Yeah.
I mean,
they are the king, and there's no stopping them.
But it's the complete opposite as far as, you know, the console.
Yeah.
They're completely dropping the ball with the Wii U. A lot like, you know, PlayStation's kind of dropping the ball with, like, the Vita or the PSP.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to see that. I'd love to see a PS4, new Xbox version of Zelda made by Nintendo. Don't do the Sega thing, because Sega tried to do, like, we're going to have this exclusive on PS2 and these exclusives on Xbox, and they just spread everything too thin and just didn't work out. Just make your shit for new consoles and then have exclusives for your 3DS. There you go. That make everybody happy.
There you go.
I don't think everyone's really happy with the Wii U right now. And if you think you're happy with the Wii U right now,
you might just be justifying your purchase.
Possibly.
Or like I said before, you know, if that's your world, I might be pretty happy.
Yeah. But then that your world has to be invested totally in Nintendo. It's gonna be like, to play your good games, you have to have a Wii U. Mm-hmm. And a 3DS. Just make it one or the other, you know? It's like I said, bringing it back to Sony, at least you can get your game you want to get, and if it happens to be on Vita, you can get it. With the way Nintendo's doing it, it doesn't work that way. You want to play Luigi's Mansion? You have to have a 3DS. You want to play Link to the Past 2, quote-unquote? You have to have a 3DS. You want to buy fucking Animal Crossing, the new one? You have to have a Wii U. Why are you segmenting your own fucking market? Like, I just... Why are you making people buy two... I don't know. Just Nintendo, just go back to being awesome or something. I don't know.
Go back to being awesome. Yeah, just do it.
They haven't been for so long, though. That's the thing. It really bugs me. It's like, that's the reason. Like, you literally have to own every Nintendo console
to be able to play everything you want to play
that Nintendo makes. Yeah. It bugs the hell out of me.
But, I mean, at the same time, it's like when a portable console gets nothing but ports, like the PSP did in the beginning, everyone complains about it. So it's like, you can't make everybody happy.
The hell out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a mix of both.
True.
I mean, but that's the thing. It's like right now, the Wii U is basically a TV-sized DS. And, you know, it's just, it's weird. It's like, because, you know, PlayStation went one direction. They brought the console experience to the handheld. And Nintendo brought the handheld experience to the console.
To the console.
You know, it's just complete opposite of what, you know, what Sony was trying to do. But, and it's funny because if you look at the way they did it, Nintendo's handheld sold great and Sony's, you know, console sold great. And,
yeah.
You know.
I just really think if they announced this Nintendo that this Link to the Past 2 was on the Wii U and didn't announce the fact that it was on 3DS as well till like 4 months or like a month before release, they would have sold a shit ton more Wii U's just on that alone.
I agree.
It's not good business.
I agree. I would have bought it.
Yeah, I know you're
I'm waiting
like,
for
yeah,
that new Zelda,
that
man.
Shit.
That's what I'm waiting for. I want that new Zelda. Because I'll tell you one thing. A remake of Wind Waker, not going to do it. Not even close.
No.
Not even close. I did not like that game one bit.
Yeah, it's not a system seller, but...
No.
All right, are we good?
Yeah,
I think we're trashed Nintendo enough?
I think the Wii U is in trouble. I don't think Nintendo's in trouble.
No, Nintendo is not in trouble. Nintendo's going to be fine. The big question is, will they make another console after the Wii U? They will definitely stay in the handheld market. They might have to morph their, you know, their mindset a little bit with the way that the mobile space is growing so quickly. But, you know, for the most part, I think they're fine. Cool. Hey, should we do new releases?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't do a sound test, so let's see how this sounds.
Oh, God.
It's going to be so loud. Oh, my God. Or really quiet.
First up, there's Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen.
Hey,
the, 360 and PS3. Now, this is a semi-expansion pack to Dragon's Dogma. It's a sort of thing that probably should have been DLC, but instead it's being released as sort of a budget title, and it includes all of Dragon's Dogma and a huge chunk of expansion content. So that's actually pretty cool, because Dragon's Dogma was a really good game. A lot of people overlooked. Also up, we have Dead Island Riptide. So that's the sequel to Dead Island. It's coming out on 360, PS3, and PC. So, co-op zombie smashing there. Now, apparently there's some sort of licensed game for the Star Trek movie. Who gives a shit? 3DS is getting Lego City Undercover, The Chase Begins, which is some sort of a prequel to the Wii U version of Lego City Undercover. And finally, the PSP, not the Vita, the PSP, because it's apparently getting way more games than the Vita for some stupid reason, is getting a game called Black Rock Shooter, The Game. Now...
The
title
game.
Might sound like a shooter. It's not. It's an RPG. A very Japanese RPG. So, yeah. And finally, on the PC, and I believe it's on the PS3 this week, that might be a bit delayed, is Telltale's sequel to Poker Night Inventory, which means you can play poker with, like, Claptrap and Ash from Evil Dead and Sam from Sam and Max. So, yeah.
All right. He also sent a follow-up email that says, I can't believe I totally forgot that Monaco, What's Yours is Mine, is out next week as well. I don't know much about that game, so
lots of good buzz about Monaco.
Oh yeah, what kind of game is it?
That's really hard to describe. Explain. Seriously, yeah, I'm not even gonna start. It's I mean, just even looking at a trailer, you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
What's it coming out for?
God, I want to say Xbox Live.
Which game?
Monaco? Downloadable. Monaco. If I'm thinking of the
Monaco,
stuff,
What's
I'll
Yours
check.
Is Mine. It's at least coming out for PC. Monaco is a single-player or co-op heist game in which players assemble a crack team of thieves to infiltrate and loot the ridiculously wealthy denizens?
Trump Company.
Denizens.
What?
denizens of Monaco. So
could be interesting.
There you go.
It looks really interesting. So I haven't played it yet, but
okay.
Dark Arisen isn't officially out yet. Dragon's Dogma?
No, it comes out next week.
Because I have a friend of mine who's been playing that for the past like week and a half.
Oh.
And he's not someone who would like get games really early. Like yeah, I saw like.
Let's double check on that. Yeah.
Yeah, because like he's been playing it for at least a week, and I mentioned him finally last night. I'm like, because it would show DD. Dark Arisen. So I finally mentioned last night, I'm like, is that game actually good, or are you just playing it because it's addicting with loot shit? Because he's a guy who gets like addicted to like loot type stuff. Mm-hmm. Then he wrote me a big face with thing like, oh, Dragon's Dogma, whatever. I'm like, oh, a DD session with Dragon's Dogma. Shit, I would have like known that. But yeah, he's been playing it for at least like a week.
Yeah, the date is April 23rd. That's Tuesday.
I don't even know. He probably went to a store, probably just had it, and he probably has no clue.
That's funny.
It could be. Yeah, it could be.
That's funny.
All right, well, pick of the week.
Hey, Dragon's Dogma. Seriously. Yeah, $40 for like the entire, first game plus the huge expansion stuff. That's a good deal if you haven't. I mean, $40 for an expansion is not completely unheard of. Look at WoW,
No, not at all.
I don't think this is a bad deal.
I'm on the same boat. I'm actually very curious.
Why Super Street Fighter wasn't an expansion in the full thing. This is the same thing. You get the full game and the expansion with it, so... $40
Yeah, I'm down. Good deal.
I'm thinking about it.
Do we know what console it's better on? I'm assuming 360.
I have no idea.
Okay. Might have to back and research that a little bit, because in reality, I'm pretty close to being Guacamelee, and I just beat BioShock, and it doesn't look like DMC is on sale, so I might be picking up Dragon's Dogma, because I've wanted to play it. I just haven't
same here.
Around to it.
Like,
so.
I got a bug to start playing that right before Monster Hunter, but I knew that this was coming out, so I'm like, I should probably hold off and wait. Which system are you going with?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to figure out which one it's. In reality, it's like whatever one is the lead console is probably the one I'm gonna get it on. But
let me know.
We'll see. All right, I'll let you know.
We can trade dudes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'll go with that as well.
All right, let's do emails. We don't have any emails. Do we have any Indus questions?
I'll see if we have any Indus questions. We probably do have Indus questions.
Okay. I do have a voicemail, so if you want to pull up some Indus questions first, I can get the voicemail ready.
We have a couple of Indus questions here. Here we go.
Okay, I like that one, too. That was good.
All right, here we go. We got Joseph Roxas, so Joe Zombie. What's the worst to encounter? A horny bear and you're covered in honey? Or your greatest ex on a bad day?
Your greatest ex.
I've been with plenty
of
bears. That's not a bad experience. You get kind of used to it.
With the horny bears?
Yeah.
And you're covered in honey?
Oh, yeah. That's how they like it.
You're taking it pretty well there. You're just, you're going to have some marks. Let's put it that way. You're not going to be... You're not gonna be sleeping well the next day after that.
Never mind. I was gonna talk about some stuff that I probably shouldn't talk about. Anyway,
what defines your greatest ex? Is it like your greatest as in like the?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if he means greatest or latest. I'm not sure. Yeah, greatest ex on a bad day. If it was my greatest ex, I'd probably kind of be talking to her still. And on a bad day, I'd be more of the guy being like, there, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Lots of fish in the sea, all that kind of garbage.
But mine would like probably try and
yeah, I would much rather deal with my ex on a bad day.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Definitely. I ain't taking a horny bear and I'm covered in honey.
No, sir. We'll leave that for Jason. He can have that one.
I've had some bad exes, that's all I'm saying.
This is true.
Yeah. It's true.
You've told me about some of your exes.
But he says your greatest ex, though. So your greatest ex might be someone you're like,
I think he means like your greatest nemesis, maybe. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I felt, too. But even that, I would still take that over a bear.
Yeah, I'd definitely take that over a bear cover.
They can
be
very gentle. I mean, they're furry, so they're a little cuddly sometimes.
They are furry.
Just saying.
All right. Well, you can keep saying
I'll
it.
I'll see you at the convention, Jason.
Don't knock it.
I'll be wearing my panda costume. I'll see you there and your goat. We'll furry it up.
I'm, wi-
I'm winking at you.
I'm so uncomfortable right now. El Doozy, he's a regular of the Indus Questions. I'm going to look into this a little bit because he says, "Hey, Chris, I have a 2003 Eclipse, and man, I feel your pain. How much of a pain is it to get a car seat, baby seat, and a back seat?"
Okay, so let me give you guys a little heads up about how this works. If you have car seat has to be rear facing for, you know, first X number of months at least, and it's all by law and stuff like that. My sister-in-law had a convertible Eclipse, and she actually when she had my niece, she still had that car for like a year after she was born. So she had to have her rear facing in that Eclipse. And basically you could not fit anybody else in that car because of it. Because rear facing the car seat pushed the passenger seat so far up that their knees would have been inside the glove compartment. So it was just ridiculous.
It was a pain.
Yeah. With front facing, it's a lot easier because he just fits in the seat. But the problem is that, you know, you can still fit someone in the passenger seat, but they're going to be pretty close. But there's no way that I could fit a second car seat for my daughter. And that's where the reasoning for my buying a new car. Probably within the next couple of weeks. But, it's not an easy thing to do.
Cause I was wondering if he has experience with this cause I don't know El Doozy too well. Just through, of course, in his questions and stuff like that. I wasn't sure if he was saying he has a kid on the way or if that was just he's agreeing with you that it's such a pain in the ass to get a kid seat in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he can enlighten us with the next Indus question.
Maybe. I would be like, huge news. Congratulations. Oh, wait, your kid's six? Never mind. Okay. Jeff, better tomorrow.
He could also just be trolling me, so, you know.
He could be, too, as well. Jeff, better tomorrow says, did you know Haze isn't a very good video game?
I had no idea. Thank you for that information.
He just played it for the first time like yesterday or something like that.
Haven't listened to it, you might want to go back to the episode where we played Haze because it's hilarious to hear us talk about it.
A long time ago, man. That was the first game we ever played, the three of us, at one time.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. Might be the first one that we like universally hated.
Yeah, I think so too. Because
it's like every other game, it's like at least one of us usually can find something that we like about it. This one was just like
universally garbage.
This game is shit.
To the voice chat where I could hear Chris but couldn't hear Jason.
Yeah, that was fucking weird, man.
God. It was really fucked up.
I think there was like, we played for like 2-3 hours or something like that.
Yeah, we played through the co-op campaign for quite a bit.
Yeah, and
Jeff had a shitload of kills.
Yeah, most of them were you.
I was killing you.
Yeah. It was a co-op game. And, yeah. But his, you know, kill on Jason ratio was like through the roof.
Oh, it was crazy. It's like 5-1.
But it's like, what else do you do? You get bored. You know.
Oh my god, that was the most enjoyment I got from it. It would be like, you'd be walking around looking like the bushes and shit, I'd be like, Chris, check this out. Sniper, bam!
Thud. I have to say that we did have fun playing that game, but it wasn't because the game was fun. It was because we were making fun of the game.
Defiance! Oh, shit. Yeah, anything co-op.
No, that game is fun. Fuck yourself. You haven't played it.
I know, I'm trolling.
I know.
It's fun. Biffstick says, if you owned a boat, what name would you give it?
Oh, I want to steal an answer that I saw on Reddit. They called it Unsinkable 2.
Unsinkable 1.
Just think about that for a second.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That's almost as good as Final Fantasy 2.
Unsinkable 2 beats that. That's hilarious.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I can't even think of anything after that. That just takes it. I don't care if you stole it. That's like, fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Name after my mom.
I can't
or
beat that
cheesy
one. That's all I know. So.
Yeah, I have no idea. Sorry, Biff Sticks. That's a good question, but sorry, Jason. Jason takes that one, hands down.
And I stole it from somewhere else, so.
That's still okay.
We're not creative.
First I heard that, so it's still awesome. Now we have one more from, Oats. Marcus, Oates 16, he says, what deck do you roll with in Magic the Gathering?
Ooh, I've got a bunch that I built a long time ago, but
Well, Oats plays the console and
it's a pre-built deck.
I only played the first one and I rolled with the blue deck more than anything.
I keep buying that game on multiple systems and never fucking playing it.
Yeah, really? You know, I'll get it on a Steam sale. I almost pulled the trigger the other day on Steam, and I was like, you know what?
I have it on iOS and I have it on 360 if you want to play.
Which version on 360? There's like three different versions
I have
now,
all of them on 360. Well, I have like 2013, 2012, or whatever.
Can you do three player?
Yeah, you can do four player.
Oh, yeah? You know what? We should just buy that and play Magic for a night.
It's fun. I think it sucks that you can't make your own decks, but it's still fun.
It's a nice gateway drug, but it's a damn fine one, I gotta say.
You know what I compare it to with like not being able to build your own decks? I compare it to like the way that Jason Lisa and I played Magic at the end before he moved. Mm-hmm. Just like we just went out and we got like theme packs and you know, mm-hmm. we may or may not add like one booster to it but we just played with the theme packs and that was just the way we did
it. Yeah, no, it's a good way of doing it.
Because everything is balanced and it's a lot more fun to play that way.
Yeah. Now, we have a friend of ours that we play every once in a while, and he's got a shitload of cards. When he makes his own decks, he runs us over.
Yeah, that's
when we
fun.
Go to like, yeah, it's not fun at all. And we just play like, hey, we're gonna buy like a starter pack, or keep our starter packs, and we'll buy a booster pack or three or four booster packs every time we play, and just like randomly give out the cards, like basically take a card, pass it, take a card, pass it.
Oh
it
yeah.
Works out way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they call it?
I like using black.
That's a draft.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I really like white. I like gaining life off shit. And then if you can use white and black smartly, you can take life from people and gain life from shit.
What? Why not black? Why don't you like blacks?
I said black and white.
Yeah, you said that you definitely prefer white.
No, I said white with combo with black.
I'm just like, why are you so racist, Jordan?
My hand's on the button. I can't let it go.
He's been hanging out with Travis
sometimes
too long, you know.
It just happens. And I hate aliens. Fuck it.
Hey.
Fuck those aliens.
Hey, me too. That's cool.
He follows that up with a go-to Subway sandwich. We've actually done that many times. Favorite wing sauce?
Oh, I know this one. Easy. Wild Wing Cafe, Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
Yes. What is that?
It's like a spicy honey barbecue.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
Mine from the same place. I want to say it's the Red Dragon. It's got dragon in the title, but it's kind of a sweet
Asian
heat.
About.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Go ahead. I wanted to. Touch
I was just
on
gonna say
else,
if I have
ahead.
Like a saucy thing, it's more of like a spicy barbecue type thing. But usually with wings, I like to go with like a nice spicy dry rub, like a Cajun or something like that. I really like that kind of stuff on wings.
Yeah,
That's
what I did at I went to Buffalo Wild Wing and I got like a dry rub one, but I got some sauce on the side too because I need sauce like on my wings. But the Cajun stuff is really
wings good. Don't feel right if they're not messy.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I've gone back to the sauce lately. It's
I always get something different depending on where I go, obviously. But like if I go to Taco Mac, which is often. I'll do the habanero barbecue, which I really like.
Oh, I love habanero shit.
And when I go to Buffalo Wild Wings, I'll do – what do I usually get there? They have a mango habanero. They have a mango habanero, which is really
tasty. That's the one I had last time I was there.
It's really, really good. I like that one too. But yeah, my absolute favorite is Gold Rush from Wild Wing.
Good shit.
Cool.
So do you guys remember on Twitter a while ago there was that Team Boneless?
Yeah, Team Boneless. Yep.
So – incidentally, that started at work between like Dan Reichert and Tim Turi. It was just like an office discussion. Anyway, the thing blew up on Twitter, like fucking trending in the U.S. KFC sent us a shit ton of their new boneless chicken.
Boneless original recipe.
Just to try out. It's so greasy, but man, it was tasty.
I'm sure
it's probably
that's pretty
tasty,
good.
But it's not a chicken wing. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's not a wing at all. They were they were huge, man. They were as big as like a drumstick or a thigh piece or whatever.
They're called chicken nuggets.
No, they were way, 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 way bigger than a
chicken
nugget.
Well, I know, but I mean like they're either processed meat or they're breast meat shaped in the shape of a wing, a big wing with dipped in sauce, breaded in sauce.
Right.
It's not a chicken wing. It's not
it's not a wing.
Chicken wing has that meat, that like dark meat that's that flavorful. You take a bite out of it, and it's juicy, and it's like you get the bone on it and everything. And then sometimes you buy them from like a sketchy place, and you bite into that first bite, and you're like, this is so good. And then you look at the bone, and you're like, that looks kind of pink. I don't know if I'm going to be throwing up for 3 days, but I'm going to eat it anyway. You can't get that from a boneless wing.
Is that cooked? I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it kind of looks like it. I'm
team boneless.
But sure.
What are you guys? I'm team bone in, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
I am boneless, actually.
Oh, you are a vagina.
I just think it's convenience. I have nothing against normal wings, the bone in stuff. It's just I prefer to eat boneless.
Okay. But you do accept the fact that it's not actual chicken wing, though, right?
I'll go so far as to say that it's just a kind of a generalized term.
It's your preference. You'd like. Yeah,
it's a chicken nugget. That's what it is.
That's fine, and I'm sure that's copyrighted or whatever. But
it might be.
No, I guess where it's coming from. Like, I do like the boneless stuff in certain moods, but if I want chicken wings, that's what I go.
I think they're just too hard to eat for me.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're messy. You got to get in between the bone, especially the wings. You got to stick your finger. It's like.
I ain't got no time for that. Give me a fucking fork. Stick it in my mouth.
Okay, so then let's add to that.
Okay.
Drum or flat?
Oh, this is tough.
I think I usually get a bigger bite out of a drum.
Yeah.
Usually.
I like doing the flat one bite when you split the thing, but flats are more work. I think I'm more of a drum guy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Plus it looks
cool. I like
the
flat, though.
It's got a handle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's got a little handle. You don't have to be confused with which side to pick it up on. It's like it's right there. It's drawn out for you. It's like pretty much directions are in the basket. You got that skinny end. Grab it. Eat that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the flats in there, you know, to change it up here and there. It's good stuff. Nah, I want chicken wings.
Yeah, fuck. I need some chicken.
His last question is, what music do you listen to when you drink?
When I drink,
whatever's on,
you know what? I always love a lot of, 80s hair metal.
That works.
Recently I've been into, Rob Zombie and White Zombie.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Listening to him right now.
Like good Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
Actually I listen a lot of, Soma FM. It's an internet radio station. If I just need to get work done, I'm listening to like Groove Salad or something like that, or Drone Zone. But I suppose that's not the question when I'm drinking.
I'm
hair metal.
Sure you're not drinking at Game Informer. Hair metal.
Hair metal. Sure.
Yeah, I usually only drink in social situations, so it literally is whatever's on.
It's whatever's on, but I love the car ride home when I'm drunk and like Tanya's driving whatever, and then. If there's people in the car too, I love putting on crazy metal shit or just like whatever. Like
I will annoy Lisa with country music sometimes if I've been drinking. Yeah.
Oh, you're an asshat.
No, I love country. That's one of those genres where like the songs never seem to change. Like I used to work in a factory like when I was like 18, 19 years old, and I can still hear. You know, the songs that were on the radio then, like I'll hear them now, so I'll know them and I'll start singing them and
don't
she'll just think that I'm strange.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
Don't get me started, man. I will finish this.
Oh, I know you will.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not.
That's all these questions.
Should we have a pretty good country twang voice.
Let's do a voicemail before we start going going too deep into the country music hole.
Old Deftones is always good when you're drinking. So good.
All right, here we go.
Rest in peace, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Well, how we doing in this? How we keeping? Good?
Good.
This is Eddie Kusanagi. What's going on, man? What's the overture?
Good day. Hey,
what's up, dude?
All right.
Hey.
Liars.
What's up, you skinny fucker?
A lot of liars out in this world, man. I encounter hundreds of people, you know, a day. And, you know, I ask them, you know, how you doing? What's going on? How are things? Even regular guys that come in every day. And they always say, oh, good, whatever. I'm not trying to hear your life story, you know. I don't want to hear a woman complain. Oh, I definitely don't want that. But I'm just saying, you know, a lot of liars out there. I even try to, like, you know, you get bored, you know, all day. And I try to, like, talk to people in, like, weird voices. So, you know, a guy will come in. I will talk to him in a movie trailer voice, like, you know, let me get a 20-mile ride. And I'm like, yo. And I'd be like, and this here is your pack of cigarettes. That'll be $9.75. You know, say it, like, you know, in a weird way, you know, just, I'll keep things keep time flowing. All right, let's get to the questions, though. Lottery, scratch-offs, do you do it? Do you play, not on a regular basis, I don't think you do, but I mean, have you ever, like, you know, played, tried your luck on scratch-offs or your local lottery? I advise you as a retailer, don't do it. You'll never jump ahead unless you're one of those million people, one in a billion, who wins the jackpot, which is like $1 million+, then you're good. But you'll never do that, so don't do it. It's just, you know, the government way of, you know, picking our pockets, and, you know, we are entitled to the cash that we hardly earn. Can we agree on this? Yes, I believe we can. Have you ever been in a fight, like an argument? You know, not a fist fight, but like an argument, a verbal argument, you know, someone cut you off in traffic, you know, at a grocery store, you know, you're shopping, whatever, argument, something, you know, anything at all, anything like that, you know, anything, any type of argument, like, at all, a disagreement even. Not like a debate, but I mean, like, you know, use wrongful terms, you know, that kind of thing. Next question. Yo, man, I'm tired of people fucking, yo, like, dudes fucking, like, you know, they bend over, they crouch down or whatever, you know, however they do it, and they have, like, you know, a little ass crack, you know, I can see a little bit showing, you know, it's alright, I guess, you know, it's disturbing when fucking you got, like, you know, like, some guys be having, like, half their asses out, man, for God's sake, for fuck's sake, I mean, why don't you just, I mean, really, come on, I mean, just cover up, man. It's easy, right? I mean, you can agree that it's easy.
All right. If it's going halfway up your back, it's not easy.
next question. Looking on my list, man.
These are questions? Shit, we're supposed to keep
tabs. I'm a little buzzed here. I am excused. I think that's it. I mean, looking over here, you guys are awesome. Yeah, you guys are awesome. You guys truly are. You guys are cool. Yeah, you guys are awesome. Seriously.
Jason, A-Striker.
I'm trying to...
Eddie Kusin.
And that was Eddie getting cut off after 3 minutes.
Does it continue, or should we try and remember what he was asking?
No, he didn't send another one. That's it.
Okay.
It, so.
Well, thanks, Eddie. Thank you.
Okay, so ones that you remember. The ass crack thing.
Hey, at any given point, my wife's exposed, like, 4 inches of ass crack.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Not just you, but it's not you. It's Lisa exposing 4 inches of ass crack, right?
And it's not intentionally. I mean, she's wearing a belt. They're pulled up. She just but has Lisa, an abnormally though, high butt crack.
Yeah, same with Tanya.
She's laughing over there. I am talking about your butt crack.
Like, Tanya, like, with the Raptor game yesterday, like, twice, she would stand up and stand down. And I'm like, oh, I can see, like, literally half your ass crack right now. Like,
and you know what? It's fun because I get to stick so many things in there whenever she bends over.
Yep.
Yeah. Usually coins.
Crystal does it too. Crystal has it too. She actually, we were outside today and, I was, you know, we set up the little T-ball set for Liam and she went over to, while I was watching the kids, she decided that she wanted to go plant a potted flower that she had. And she walks over there and she bends over and literally like half of her ass was showing. So.
And it's adorable, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But
with the dude doing
it. See it on a guy, you're like, damn, that's nasty. Please cover up your ass crack.
Yeah. No one wants to see that shit.
We're so sexist on this show.
We ain't got time.
That's right. That's right. But of course, that's why I always wear my belt pretty tight because,
attaboy.
That'll happen to me if I don't, so.
Yeah, I don't need to see your stuff.
Yeah. I really don't want you to, so.
What was the
other one? So he said,
okay, now I kind of do.
Fuck.
All right, so he talked about voices.
He talked about...
Have we ever gotten to a fight or disagreement?
His introduction for whatever
reason.
Yeah,
this whole faking, like the talking a movie phone voice when talking to customers.
That was his intro, I think.
I was trying to retrace our steps here. So something about a fight. I think, we've gotten into some disagreements.
We've gotten some arguments.
Yeah, we do. But it's all in good love.
His argument was though in public, like someone cuts you off, someone does something in public that you get like a huge argument.
The only argument that I've ever had in public is the one that I've talked about on the show before where I got into an argument with one of the customers that wanted to give me a check at Swap.
That's right.
I've gone over that story like three times.
I got yelled at, this isn't an argument, but I got yelled at by a homeless person last week because this is fucking ridiculous. Where my building is right on the subway line. in Toronto, like, you walk into this, like, foyer, and it's like you walk down to the subway, and there's this one dude. He goes there every, I'd say every couple weeks, every, like, for about 2 days. Older guy, beard, bum and change. And last week, I'm coming home. No, it was this week, actually. It's fucking Thursday. It was, like, Monday or something like that. Coming home, or not coming home, me and this guy, Ben, from work, went out for lunch, went and took the subway to grab something to eat, came back, and I went up the escalator, and he goes, "Hey, you guys have any change?" And I said, "Oh, sorry, dude, I don't have any." Then first he said, he's like, "Okay." And he's like, "Wait a second, what do you call me?" And I was like, "What?" He's like, "What's a dude?" I'm like, "Oh, it's just like saying, like, hey, man, chum, like, whatever, it's no big deal." He's like, "Explain it to me." I'm like, I gotta go to work. I can't explain it to you. Don't worry about it. He's like, "Well, don't fucking call me a dude." And then at that point I'm like, "Well, then don't fucking be a dick when you're asking for change from people." And then he called me and my buddy queers. He's like, "You fucking queers, get away." And I was, yeah. I wanted to turn around and just be like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Like, seriously? Like, what's wrong with you?" And I talked to a colleague of mine, and same dude yelled at her for saying sorry. Like, he asked her for change, and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any change." And he's like, "What the fuck are you sorry about?" And she's like, "Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I have to walk by your smelly ass every morning? How about that?"
Yeah, it's fucking retarded. Now, like,
you are socially retarded and cannot hold a job, apparently, because you can't deal with people.
Yeah, it's not even that. Like, I have no problem with people that are, like they make funny comments, whatever, but if you're trying to bum change up people, and they say, like I was like, "Oh, sorry, dude, I don't have any," and she was like, "I'm sorry," and you're gonna fucking yell at them? What the fuck? Like, I would've put a boot through your teeth. Not that I ever do that, but that's what I want to do in my mind. What the fuck's wrong with them? Anyway, that's not really an argument. It could've been if I was late. I'm like, I gotta get back to work. But, meh. I should turn back and be like, "What the fuck is a queer? What kind of word is that?"
Explain that to me.
Explain to me. What is that? That means nothing to me, dude. Come on, dude. Tell me what queer means, dude.
I don't remember what his other question was.
I have no idea.
Mm.
That's all in his question. So that wasn't even in his question. That was a fucking voicemail. Shit.
All right, let's do question of the week, because we're getting a pretty long show here.
Are we doing the spoiler?
Hell yeah, man!
Next
we're
week?
Doing BioShock Infinite spoilers next week. So if you guys have anything to add to that conversation,
we won't do it for this. We'll do it at the end, though.
Yeah, we'll paste it on the end. We won't actually have it in the feature section, so it'll be after the ending of the show. So if you guys have anything you want to input to that, send it on. Send it by email. That is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send a voicemail. That's 706-760-4337.
That's just hot. Numbers. I mean, lead. Oh, fuck.
Close.
Check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam, Interactive Distractions. Search for us and you will find us. Come to Retroids and check us out. Check out the rest of the podcasts on the podcast network as well. We got some new ones on there, and we talk about this already? I think we talked about On Tap exiting.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Again to them, you know, congratulations for having such a long-going, successful show. It was good working with you guys in the past, and I'm sure we'll get with you guys on the in the future. Let's see. I think that's it.
All right.
You guys have anything else before we get up and get out of here?
You can listen to our show via the Real Player, using your Netscape Navigator internet browser.
Netscape 3.0.
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right. Was that important information locked down?
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. Was that okay, Jason?
Hang on. That was great.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Take it easy.